someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Why, yes, it is. Hey, you wanted the best, you got the best. Live Talk Show in the Morning, anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we're broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and that's everywhere in the world, believe it or not. It's pretty cool when you got iHeartRadio, and you can get it many different ways. But when you have it, you've got not only live radio, when you got live radio from a bunch of other radio stations, but, you know, Real Radio 104.1 exclusively. And you also have our podcast channel, because we have our own podcast channel there. So when you go there, you can go to the podcast section and look in Monsters in the Morning, and you can see, you know, you can see shows from 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 3 months ago. It's all up there, so check it out. And Alexa will play us. If you say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1, it'll do it for you. Hey, guys, I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with everyone this morning, we're going to do this until 11 o'clock. The producer is the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Good luck.
To my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Don't stop, never stop, baby.
That's right. And comedian Ryan Holmes is here.
I'm the king of Denmark.
Now, Savannah's on her way.
I'm coming, y'all.
She said she has a surprise today.
I got a surprise.
And the surprise is going to take a little bit longer to get here, so that's fine. Savannah's on her way. She'll be here soon.
You don't think she did what we think she did.
I know.
I mean, I know that for the longest time she's been wanting to invite one of her friends that she sees on the way to work every morning. Do you think this is the morning that she
brings her in?
OBT hooker, I would, you know what, I'll give her an extra $20 if she does that.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll buy her a sandwich.
That you got to be careful when you throw those kind of things away because that could be misconstrued.
Well, I bet I'll give Savannah $20.
You son of a bitch! You think I'm a hooker?
No, I'd love to interview a hooker or talk to a hooker.
Me too.
I've talked to a lot of hookers, but anyway. Yeah, what am I talking?
It's true. It's how I get.
Who am I fooling? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday, man. We love Friday. We'll be live on our YouTube channel here in a minute, so you can check out everything live.
Oh, we're already live, baby.
Oh, we are live. Oh, wow.
Hell yeah! Look at you,
Ryan Holmes. How's it going on? Yeah. That's good, man. Man, you did a great job, by the way, putting up stuff yesterday.
Hell yeah!
On the YouTube. On the YouTube channel, it got that the Savannah and Deborah Roberts sharing that noodle like a Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, it's so funny because I'm doing the cameras and stuff, so I'm noticing that it's happening, but I'm more paying attention to making sure everything's going good here and watching it back. And then I added some like Italian music.
Oh,
to it.
You did!
It's really funny.
All right, cool. It is funny. It's on. If you go to monsters.fm, you can see that.
That's funny.
It looks like they're kissing, but anyway, check it out. Oh, yeah. It's at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. Today, we got a bunch of stuff going on, man. Your buddy Cooper's here.
Yeah.
And he's from The Walking Dead and the new feature film coming out. Ooh, feature film. That sounds like
it. That's
so
good. Crazy, right?
Shazam.
Yeah, man.
Samson, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury.
You know
Shazam.
It, dude. I didn't know anything about Shazam until Coop booked it, and then he started just telling me about the movie, and I was like, wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, Cooper's in Shazam, so we'll talk to him coming up in a little bit. And then one of my, when I hear the name, I'm pretty sure I have positive feelings, and that's Arnaz J.
Yeah.
Is coming in. He's a good guy, right? He's been in here before, and he's very funny.
Yeah, he's chopped it up with us every time he's been in here. It's a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, he cuts it up.
Angel, he's one of the ones that I usually will say, hey, stay another segment, right? Like, he's one of those guys.
Absolutely. Both times that he's been here, he's gotten to stay at least two.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So I know he's really funny. Savannah will be here in a little bit.
I'm coming. I got a surprise for y'all.
We got the ones and twos today. We've got beer of the week, a special beer of the week. We've got Twin Peaks girls coming in here to bring us food.
What? Oh, yeah. Are you serious?
Grandpa wouldn't kid you.
What are you doing here?
And we've got some guys coming in, a kid who's a skater. And there's something.
Oh, they're coming in good. Yeah, good. Yeah.
What is the thing with the skater? And I thought it'd be good during sports, Angel, because this skater guy could make the Olympics, but there's something going on. Wasn't that the deal, Carlos?
I know. Yeah, so basically, I just recently found out about this at the walkthrough for the skate night, which is tonight. I'm not going to get every part of it right, but basically, a kid is not allowed to be part of
the junior Olympics for some reason.
For a really idiotic reason.
And we'll find out about that a little bit later on the show, so he's going to come in. And, of course, that's the kind of talk about the skate night. And look who's already representing his high school.
Huh? Oh, you are?
Got my Edgewater.
No. Oh, they had one.
No, they did not. See, I here's what happened.
I knew it.
I went to where they wouldn't lay on the campus of Edgewater. You got a pass to get in here.
Like, damn.
They're very, very tight.
What's up, creeper? Why are you trying to come to high school?
And so somebody told me they had t-shirts and stuff at the Walgreens across the street from Edgewater High School. So I go over there, and they're like, we don't have them anymore. I'm like, damn. So around that time, my buddy Bo Rhodes, those of you who've been listening for a long time, I started the show with Bo, and he's my best friend.
I love the guy.
We talk all the time.
My best friend.
And he wanted to know if we want to grab wings, yesterday. I'm like, yeah, sure. He goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to get an Edgewater t-shirt, but I don't have any in the home. He goes, don't worry, buddy. I got one.
I got you, bro. It's in the back seat right now.
Yeah. So he grabbed it for me. So we met up last night.
How does Bo have everything and can do everything?
Yeah. Bo is definitely one of those guys that you call up and you're like, hey, man, do you have a 1938, Ford tractor? He's like, got two of them.
By the way, pink. I was totally wrong. I told him, well, me and Savannah were arguing today whether you could skate or not. And he goes, I bet you she said I could skate, right? I'm like, yep. You said I couldn't, right? And I said, yep. He goes, well, you're wrong again, buddy. I can skate my ass off.
So is he coming tonight?
No, he was gonna come and he heard there was no alcohol and he's like, I'm out, I'm going.
No, dude, party in the parking lot, Bo.
Yeah, bro, high school rules.
Yeah. I want to see Bo skate around on one leg, foot out, like and singing the Hulk Hogan song for some reason. I don't know why.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
His question was, is there drinking? I said no. He goes, I'm out.
No, he can drink before. He's got a pregame and then postgame.
Hey man. You call him.
I'm gonna call him.
You talked to him last night when we were at the bar. Yeah.
That was my plan, was to pre-drink, and then I tried to do the cotton candy bonanza, like the dancing cotton candy man.
How'd it go?
Oh, I got burned crazy.
Hey, if you guys,
did you really?
Oh yeah.
If you guys haven't seen this, there's a thing on our website at monsters.fm, and it's what Ryan Holmes will be doing tonight with a cotton candy bonanza. So he went home to practice last night.
Oh yeah, that is hard to do. First of all, the dome is there for a reason.
I told you,
The dome is definitely there for a reason.
And it's a cotton candy machine.
This guy must have done it in like a no-win situation as well. So I'm trying to capture the candy as it's going up in there, but it's flying all over. And this isn't my front yard, so my neighbors are looking at me like I'm absolutely insane.
Did you have that bandana on?
I did not have his bandana on.
The King of Denmark bandana.
He has a Denmark bandana on right now. You need to put the camera. Do you have the camera on you at any time?
It's on me right now.
Okay, good. All right, good.
So I tried it. It's really, really hard. I'm going to try it one more time today and wear long sleeves.
I watched it, and I had 15 cotton candy machines, and I don't know how this guy did this. And he's able to make the candy stream come out about 6 or 7 feet.
Yeah.
I think he's messed with the cotton candy machine to push the cotton candy in one direction. Right?
It looks like he has like a jet burner in there and it's shooting it up. But you can grab the candy, and if you can get a good start, you can pull it out.
But
it breaks really easy. So this guy's making it look super simple.
So he's added something to the cotton candy to make it a little tougher.
I think you're right. I think he made it hotter, and the hotter it is, the longer it's going to take it to melt back, or to cool off.
Yeah.
Because you can form it while it's hot.
If he's making it hotter, I don't want to do it at all because it really hurts.
So were you like, well, first
just like us, though, is this typical human intuition? You looked at this and you're like, I could do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're totally disregarding however long this guy has been working on to be able to do this. Right. This is the one guy that's figured out how to do this. And we're like, oh, that can't be that hard.
I'm completely
dismissive of this guy.
And he's dancing, which you guys learned yesterday, I can't do ever.
It'll be
me with long strings if I get it that far, but no dancing.
Hey,
no dancing.
So did you do what a lot of people would do, and that's like go to YouTube and ask, how to do it?
There's no official YouTube video on how to do it, but I was looking in the comments, and there were some replies in the comments on how to do it. You can learn a lot from YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
You shouldn't learn things with that are really hot with YouTube. So yeah, I don't know if it'll be that much of a bonanza, but I'll try again one more time today before you head out.
Do you feel like going to YouTube and having someone show you how to do it is kind of giving up?
No.
I've learned everything from YouTube.
YouTube University, bro. That's how I got my master's.
Okay, let me tell you what. So you came in this morning. When you came in this morning, you saw me on the computer doing something, right?
Yeah, it was really weird crap, man.
No. Okay, so
were
yesterday.
Were you learning how to cut off your dukes?
How do I get the right fray?
So Angel, I had to get a new needle for my Crosley record player, right? Okay, and so the needle
Crosby.
It's Crosley.
Crosley. Yeah, I think, okay, yeah, you're right.
The Crosley record player,
right? Put the
needle
on the record.
So it comes in, and I'm like, well, I can figure out how to do this, right? And I start doing it, and I'm like, I could not figure it out. And I'm like, I'm not going to go look at YouTube. I should be able to do this on my own. And I'm sitting there, and I think I wrestled with it for like 20 minutes.
Dude, your fingers are not for putting needles on records.
I know. So what then I pulled the needle out of the little red thing that comes in. I'm like, well, maybe I just put the needle in this hole, but I couldn't get up in the hole. And I frustrated myself for 45 minutes, and I'm like, I'm not going to look on YouTube. That's cheating.
Why?
No, man.
Why do you do that to yourself?
I don't know. And then I woke up this morning. I'm in here, and I had everything all set. And I'm like, well, let me go ahead and Google it. And I Googled it, and I'm like, oh, that's so easy. Yeah. Damn it.
Crazy. It's your
Edgewater
fingers,
Wrestling alumni night, 1974 to 2011.
Hey, man, I got my Edgewater shirt. I'm ready
Bo
to represent
has to
tonight.
Come. Like, can we please call him right now? He's awake.
That son of a bitch ain't awake.
He is.
No, he went out partying last night. He ain't awake.
I lived with Bo and Tracy for a long time.
Well, during the break, you can call him and see if
No, then people don't get to hear him. I can do a pretend call with Carlos. Bo, are you awake?
What's up? Damn it, I'm awake. Of course, it's 6 a.m. and I gotta go sell some cars. What's up?
Did you go to sleep last night?
Hell no. Who sleeps for the birds? And I'm no bird. I'm the bowman.
So Russ says you don't know how to skate and that's why you're not coming to the party.
Well, Russ must be a damn liar because I can skate around his ass and his ass is not skating because that's my buddy. And if he falls, I'm sliding under so he can land on my belly.
That's pretty much it.
Are you going to come tonight, Bo?
All right, girl. I will for you. Let's go. Celebrate good Bo's. Come on.
Bo, what would your skate event be? You got to have a skate event.
Well, obviously it'd be Bo night. Probably on Bo day, on the Bo weekend. And we have to go into extra Bo hours.
That's pretty much.
What's your favorite song to skate to?
I don't know. There's
Roll Bo.
Yeah, Bo, I like it. I like Bo's like that.
All right, we'll see if we can talk her into coming.
It's Bo life.
I love Bo.
All right. You don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. You can click right through there to watch the show today if you got time. Hey, today's National Be Lazy Day. So if you're going to stay home and be lazy, you can watch the Monsters.
I'll see you later. I'm out.
On our YouTube channel. Welcome back to the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos, Ryan Holmes, and Savannah here today. So, Savannah, yesterday you told us that you were going to a fancy party.
But
you could not tell us what it was. It was very secretive.
It was because I didn't want to get kicked out before the party.
Gotcha. Okay, so
you know me.
Can you tell us now what happened?
Yeah, I can. Actually, I went to I went out to Celebration last night, and it was an event called Hearts of Reality.
Hearts of Reality.
It was People Magazine sponsored the party.
Yeah.
So there were all kinds of fancy people there from reality TV shows.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know I haven't had TV for like 12 years, right?
Okay.
So I have no idea who any of them are.
Okay. Well, I wonder if our buddy was the guy from Naked and Afraid.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Because he used to work at Gatorland, so yes, he was there.
Yes,
Nice guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy. So Super all these nice. People over there, I knew the one guy, Jason, from Channel 2 News, but I didn't know who not one person.
Yeah.
So I'm taking pictures of them, you know, they got alligators, they got snakes, everything like that.
Oh my God.
And then I want to tag them, right, so they'll share it, and so I'm like, and I'm trying to look at their badges so I can just type it into the Instagram and not have to be like...
So you know who they are, right?
But because people use funny names, they're like... I was like, so what's your Instagram tag? And they were like, it's my name. And I was like, okay. I got it. So that happened a couple times. But I met this guy. He's like a senior writer for People Magazine. Mm-hmm. He's been writing for People Magazine for a long time.
Right.
And Super cool guy. Took a picture with him. Didn't think much about it. You know, it was super cool. Posted the picture. He picked up the picture, shared it to his stuff.
Nice.
And then I sent him a message last night and said, hey, really nice to meet you. And he was like, and he writes me back. And this is like a senior writer for People Magazine.
Okay.
Right?
Damn.
And he goes, yeah, I didn't really want to fan out while I was in there, but I've been a big fan of yours for years. And I was like, what? How do you even know who I am? Yeah. And he's like, well, I went to UCF. I love the Monsters. Yeah, I used to listen to Monsters all the time when I lived there.
UCF is such a huge influence in our town, man.
Wow, without a doubt.
In the best
way.
Well,
just like the player that played for UCF was great last night for the
Seahawks. He crushed it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They couldn't stop talking about that kid last night. Yeah, they ended up 6-7 tackles for the game. Great look for him.
So, Savannah, he's from UCF.
He went to UCF. Yeah. He's a senior writer for People Magazine. He was kind of there at the party, you know, like talking to people. And I don't know if he's the one that writes for it. But so we started talking last night and he's telling me about how, you know, he used to listen to Monsters all the time and he loves everybody here. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so crazy. And that's so great to know, you know, because we usually think I wouldn't think a senior writer at People Magazine was a big fan of the Monsters.
Oh, really? You think we ain't intellectualized enough?
I wasn't going to say that, but since you did.
Okay.
Wow.
I guess we just some country bumpkins here that can't talk to these big senior writers of People Magazine.
So he, People. So he, I guess him and his wife have two kids, right?
Yeah.
But he went to Haiti when the big storm came through.
Okay, yeah.
Remember the big storm? And I don't know, I think it was a hurricane.
It was a hurricane, yeah.
He adopted four orphans from Haiti.
Okay. Wow. He's a better person than us.
So he has a family of him, his wife, his two kids, and then plus these other four kids.
Oh, my God.
So it's pretty amazing, and there was even a story in a bunch of magazines about it. He's done a couple television shows.
Oh, you should invite him to come in.
I did.
Oh, okay, good, yeah.
So this is like 1 o'clock in the morning, like probably when he finished. And
an interesting
guy.
You were out till 1 o'clock in the morning?
No, I was out till about midnight.
Oh.
But he was
partying
and
crazy.
No, and then I was like, well, when you know, come again.
Yeah.
And you
come
in on the show and bring your kids out to Gatorland and I'll take you guys like around to do everything. So I thought that was really neat. Like,
oh, that's really cool. Yeah.
It was really cool. So he said to say hey to everybody. So shout out to Steve Helling. We love you.
Yo,
and we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And it was great to meet you last night.
Hey, man, I'm glad you know about us. Hey, do a story on us on People.
Hey, so I love the show. Do it.
Stupid.
Was it a fancy party? Was it a...
It was very fancy.
Yeah, did you wear like a dinosaur dress?
No, because I accidentally had to get wet at work yesterday.
Oh, one of those. Was this an Eyes Wide Shut party?
No. I had, like, so I take care of two albino alligators, right?
Right.
And these kids kept banging the glass yesterday, and they would not stop.
Is that bad to bang the glass? You can't bang the glass?
If an alligator is trying to bite the glass to get through because you've banged it so much...
Yeah.
Then yes, that's a problem.
Because it hurts their ears, right?
Well, no, it's just annoying.
Yeah,
How would you like it if I was tapping on your glasses all morning?
So, or even this glass in the studio would be annoying. We're not even like submerged in water anymore.
So I'm about to go to this fancy party, and I thought I looked really pretty.
But then I have to
intervene in this situation, right?
Uh-huh, right.
And what ended up happening was I had to take the alligators away from the glass, which meant I had to get into the water with them
in a dress.
No, well, kind of. I had on pants.
Why
couldn't
you
and
just
my boots.
Tell the kids to get away?
I did. I told them three times. Three times I said, listen, please, can you guys not do that? Like, these
so
animals.
So I'm guessing you guys have a no yoke kids policy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we want to be nice to everybody, and maybe they just didn't understand. And lots of people come from other countries. Maybe they didn't understand what I was saying. But what finally ended up happening was someone else had to step in. Because you know me, like, I'm quick to turn on somebody.
Oh,
right?
Never knew that about you. I don't get that impression about you at all.
I will cut somebody.
And even before this happened, I'm walking through the park, minding my own business, and I hear someone say something, and I thought it was a little bit off-putting. And then the girl next to her goes, shh, shh, shh. And so I keep on walking, and I'm like, what are they doing? And the girl goes, I didn't want to say that in front of that girl. She looks like a bitch. And I go to turn around. And I'm just walking. Like, I'm not doing anything. I'm walking. I'm smiling.
But I get
like,
it. I get what they're saying.
And so, and you know
it's
me. Like,
yeah.
I grab my meat bucket and I quick turn around. And then I'm just like, you guys have a nice day. and I have to walk off.
How many times in the world has that sentence been said? I turn around with my meat bucket.
She said it dozens of times only from her.
I know. Yeah, it's the only person.
Anyway, it was a very interesting day that I had yesterday, starting at 4 a.m. and ending at about 1 o'clock in the morning. It was great.
Did you dance at the party? Was it a dancing party? Or
no.
It was like, so was there anybody there that you recognize other than the guy from Naked and Afraid?
And the only reason I know who he is because sometimes he comes to Gatorland and gives out pictures.
Yeah.
Get your pictures.
Stephen Hall, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
But he is really nice, and his girlfriend was there. Yeah. And
were they naked?
I guess he just
were they afraid?
Were they?
He was not naked. She was getting that way. She had on a super hot dress. She was super. There were so many beautiful people at that party.
You did not recognize any of the people from reality.
I haven't had TV for 12 years.
God, I wonder who else was there.
Tell me some names and maybe I can pick them out for you.
Well, let's do the shows and maybe like Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, there were people from that.
There were?
Yes.
Wow.
There were people from the movie Mean Girls.
Oh, really?
There were people from, and Mean Girls I have seen, but I didn't see that guy. There were
people from Lindsay?
Survival Australia.
Survivor
Australia.
Oh, did you meet Marcus?
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
But I did meet a super hot Australian guy.
Okay, that's Marcus.
Yeah. I mean, what did he have? Like
super tall. Like ponytail. Yeah.
And then what else do you have?
Are you a fan of his?
Yeah. And then what is he wearing? Does he wear that normal?
Like a button down.
Hey, I wonder if our buddy Chef Manny was there, because he was on reality TV.
What does he look like?
Chef Manny? You met Chef Manny. The black guy that came in here, JB.
I wasn't here that day.
Oh.
But I did hear that show, but I wasn't here
really
that day.
That's not part of his name, you know that, right?
Yeah, it's not Black Guy Manny.
I was trying to just... The firefighter.
JB. Yeah.
JB's not his real name.
The JB part has nothing to do with his name.
It's such a great gimmick, though.
So I finally get there. I'm soaking wet and I'm dirty, right?
Okay.
Because that, you know how that goes. We talked about that yesterday in my hygiene. So I go in and
we talk about that every day.
Fancy place, and I'm like, hey, I'm here with Gatorland, but the other people from Gatorland, are they there? And they're like, we don't have your badge. And I was like, okay.
So no, just out of curiosity, if it was about reality TV,
yes.
Why did they invite you?
Because it's Florida. And Florida and Gatorland is Florida and Gatorland is alligators.
And everything about you says reality TV.
Oh, without a doubt. You should have your own reality TV show. We've said it a billion times.
How do you not have your own? It's Vanna's house. And it's like you with gators. Like, here she goes. Like, you know, like a four-wheeler. Like, she goes all around Florida for, you know.
I
like,
go to save the alligators. We don't kill them. We save them.
We save them. Calm down.
Oh, Gator Saver.
Gator Saver.
Speaking of which.
Have they found
Snowball yet?
No,
Snowball's
they have not.
Missing.
No.
They have not. Actually, this week, me and my friend Omar Gosh, who has a really big YouTube channel with like 2 million subscribers.
Did you say his name was Omar Gosh?
Oh my gosh.
His name's Omar, but his channel is Omar Gosh TV.
Gotcha. That's good.
So we went out. Thanks
for the clarification, because I really thought there was a guy walking around with the real name Omar Gosh.
Well, we went out to Robbie's, and I guess there's a lot, which I didn't realize, I guess there's a lot of illegal pet trade that goes on the dark web.
Yes, I've seen
it.
I've seen raptors go for $20
million. So we went and made...
On the dark web, huh?
On the dark
web. $27 million for Stegosaurus.
So we
That's a deal. Not for nothing.
I thought they were all deals.
I found out through one of the comedians there's a black Twitter, and then there's the dark web. Like, yeah. There's all this stuff I don't know about.
That's the same exact thing. Black Twitter and the dark web.
Same thing,
Russ.
Not at all.
Either way, so we put the message out there. The police are still looking. It's been over 7 weeks now.
Okay, imagine this, Carlos. Okay, you're the director, right? And it's a reality show.
Okay.
And it's Savannah, and she puts on some sort of hat or whatever,
right.
And she's going to go find Snowball.
Oh,
and she's
God.
Going all over the country.
She's a detective.
She's a detective.
Pet detective.
Kind of like that, but we don't want to rip off pet detective.
No, we do.
Reptile detective.
Reptile detective. What's
Savannah, reptile detective.
Reptile rescue.
Okay, that's good.
It's R&R.
Because she doesn't care about other animals.
No.
Only reptiles.
You got to figure it out, another R in there, and he'll be all about it.
Yeah, exactly. Reptile rescuer.
Ranch.
The Reptile Rescuer Roundup. Yeah. The Reptile Rescuer.
How about Raging Reptile Rescuer?
The Raging Reptile Rescuer.
I'll order that, too, at a Chinese food place. That sounds delicious.
Raging Reptile Rescuer.
Yeah.
And it's Savannah, and she's going to rescue, you know, like, lizards and snakes and,
yeah.
And,
I like
reptiles.
It. I like it.
But then she's kind of crazy, so every once in a while she'll kill a deer or something like that. She hates things with fur on it.
I don't hate things with fur.
She doesn't like mammals.
She kicks dogs and... Okay, maybe that's a little too much.
That's getting a little mean.
That took a turn.
I'm writing a comic book.
I was about to say, you're going to a graphic novel.
That really went.
I definitely don't hate things with fur. Like,
okay,
I love
fine.
All animals.
But you love reptiles more.
Birds and monkeys kind of lower on my list than other animals.
I can have like a monkey.
How do you hate monkeys?
Monkeys the best.
Yeah. Man, I just think they're terrifying.
They are terrifying.
They're going to rip your face off.
Exactly.
Did you ever see Planet of the Apes?
No,
you don't want
I
to
can't.
See
no, I can't.
Let me tell you something. If you're scared of monkeys now, you don't want to see the franchise.
No, look. And I've seen monkey stuff online.
You ain't seen them on a horse riding through fire with a machine gun.
Shut up.
It's the most badass picture ever in movie history.
Now, cool. I have seen a a chimpanzee at some, like, outlaw village camp. Did I show you the video?
But I'm interested.
And these guys are standing around with their guns like they're a militia.
I fell for that, too.
You and Russ.
I fell for that, too. It looked real, dude.
It looked so real. But that.
I don't care if it's real or not.
I think it was part of a movie. I think it was, like, part of the Planet of the Apes, actually.
But here's the thing. All of a sudden, here's something I never realized. Like,
I get
television shows, like, they're scripted. I get all of that. And you can tell that they're fake. But I just found out that there are people that fake their Instagram pictures, right?
Oh, really?
Like they do a thing, and then they say it's this, but it's really not that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's been an ongoing issue.
Yeah. That was like, blew me away last night when somebody was like, I was like...
Little Bow Wow gets put on blast for that the time. He was he took a picture of him supposedly being on a private jet, and actually the airplane was... not functional at all. It's just parked on this runway.
I love that.
People were, you know, even other Instagram models were like, look, I've done that same picture, dude.
Yeah. And he's like, it wasn't.
Hey, Ryan Holmes, do you like monkeys?
I love monkeys. Who doesn't? Well, I guess Savannah, but yeah.
So have you ever seen, there used to be a place, and it's not there anymore, but it was out near 192, and they had like a zoo out there or whatever, and the orangutan that was in a movie that you probably don't know about. It's called Any Which Way But Loose. It was this movie with Clint Eastwood. And the orangutan, when he would say, left turn, Clyde, he would put his arm out and punch people.
Yeah.
Well, that orangutan was out there, and people would give the monkey like a cigarette, and it'd start smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. And it became addicted to cigarettes.
Your childhood and life was way cooler than mine. Oh, man.
That's a true story. I sat there and watched people flick them cigarettes. Cigarette.
That's how you get kicked out of a zoo when your family's from South Carolina.
Closest thing I remember going to are there still monkeys out at wherever, like Silver Springs or wherever it is? They're still out there?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we used to go out there on the boat and, like, feed those monkeys, they would get super sketchy after a minute.
How did you hear they got there?
Tarzan movie.
Is that not real? It's not. No, it was a guy.
But they used him in the Tarzan movie.
They did, yeah, but they brought him in for tourist reasons. From what I remember, the tour that the guy gave us when we went on it was that he brought him over there so people would look at him. He's like, they'll stay on this island. And like he literally put him on the island. Monkeys can't swim. And then they swam over. Yeah. And then they basically, you know, populated the rest of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Life will find a way.
Find a way.
right. Hey, tonight it's the Monster Back to School Skate Party.
Yeah!
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do some race championships with Carlos B.
Yeah!
There'll be prizes for the winners. We've got we're going to have Ryan Holmes and his cotton candy bonanza. And if you want to see what Ryan Holmes is going to be attempting tonight, you can see it on our website at monsters.fm. Savannah and her snake skate.
Yeah.
Snake skate. And speaking of snake skate,
what?
In honor of snake skate, and because yesterday on the YouTube, people were saying, hey, my daughter wants to see a snake, blah, blah, blah. Can you please bring one in for the YouTube?
You mean out of the skate thing?
No. Today on the show, I brought the biggest snake Gatorland has.
Oh, nice. Russ hates.
You know, you
seriously?
You know I hate snakes.
Yes, I love snakes.
The only thing that's going
to
make...
she continuously does things to needle me and pick on me.
This is for a comment Russ made at 7:12 on Tuesday.
You know I hate snakes. Why would you bring a snake here?
Because the YouTube people wanted to see it.
I didn't see that comment, but I like that it's going to scare us.
The guy even messaged me again last night and was like, thank you so much.
There's a lot of things people ask you to do on the YouTube channel, but you don't do them.
Baby, twerk.
No.
Yeah, when's the last time you twerked? Twerk.
Go ahead, twerk.
So you can do everything they ask?
I love this Instagram kid that messages me every day and says, Savannah, will you give me a twerk video? Will you give me a twerk video? I've never written him back one time. He's written me at least 75 times.
All right, Taylor, I'll make you a deal there. Since you're doing things that the people are asking for on YouTube, if you twerk, you can bring the snake in here.
I'm going to bring the snake in and not twerk.
Oh, damn.
I
never could tell her what to do.
You know why? Because I'm going to earn my $9 an hour today.
All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Between us, though the night seems young.
I had that. Yeah, it is.
Really?
It's Global Duran Duran Day, yeah. Welcome back to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We got a bunch of people on our YouTube channel, and we appreciate that. We'll be live on YouTube today. Go to monsters.fm and click through. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Ryan Holmes, Angel Rivera, Carlos Navarro, and Savannah. It's World Duran Duran Day.
Oh my God! I love it!
That's funny. I don't know anything about Duran Duran other than chicks used to think they were really hot.
They are super hot.
They got good songs, you know. I mean, you know, for the time.
Simon Le Bon. I love Duran Duran.
When I saw Duran Duran, the part of the song, he just chants his name, you know, kind of like Bo puts his name in every. He's Simon Le Bon. Simon Le Bon. And the rest of the guys in the band are looking at him like, "What are you doing?" And, yeah, he does that.
That's great.
Funny.
Hey, what's the worst?
My name is Bo, and I'm dancing on the sand.
I wish I knew a Duran Duran song.
Be shocked about how many you probably do know.
I'm sure I do. I just offhand, I couldn't tell you what they are. I'm sure if I heard them, I would.
Girls on Film. You gonna turn them on?
You have the different mic on.
You're talking to the wrong mic.
It happens.
what's your name?
I'm the King of Denmark.
Hey, man. I want to show you guys this, and I think I can't get it to go backwards for some reason.
Is this another picture of the moon from your house? Because I really don't want to see it.
This is something that's making national news, and have you ever played a practical joke or had a practical joke played on you that you thought it was going to be a good idea, but then it turned out it was a really bad idea?
Yes.
Which one was yours?
Person pretended like Daniel and I won Employee of the Year in front of the entire. So I would say the boss of the company played a horribly mean practical joke. hasn't made me.
Wait, what happened?
They had the Christmas party and they said,
"Yeah, listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Employees of the Year. It's a tie. So we have two of them. It's you know Carlos and Daniel, and they all
Daniel
walk
Dennis.
Up and then they get up there. And she goes, "I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Oh, that's a sick burn.
And it was Jimmy who did it. Was behind it.
You got Chef Manny'd.
Yes.
Oh wow.
No. Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy told Linda to do it for like a skit happens on me. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you go up in front of?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
in front of everybody. There's video of it. It was that night. I remember thinking horrible things. That night was a very rough night. But you know what? Ha ha ha. I get it.
This one though is worse because this girl almost died.
What happened?
And I want to be able to rewind it. I can't. It won't do it for some
reason.
Why
don't you let Ryan put it on the YouTube?
Well,
I've got it ready to go.
It is on YouTube,
can't make it work.
I want you guys to see it. So here's what happened. The 16-year-old girl, they're trying to talk her into jumping off this bridge. It's called,
Molson Bridge.
Molson Falls Bridge in Washington. And her friends are going, come on, you can do it, you can do it. Someone else had just jumped. And she's just standing there, and one of her friends pushes her.
Shut up.
And it, it's so far. I mean, here it is. Here it goes. Pushes her into the. I mean, and it, I don't.
My God.
What is that, like 60 feet or something? It's a crazy amount, and she almost died.
It's a dude who pushed her, right?
I don't know.
No, it was a girl who pushed her.
What?
And she's saying.
Watch this, man. I mean, she's just, I don't think I want to go, and she pushes her.
Those are some very manly arms, though, for her.
They are.
The one that pushes?
That's a big high school girl arm.
Yeah, she's probably.
I don't know.
That's a girl. It's definitely a girl.
She's probably shot putter.
Teen pushes off bridge.
And she's saying no, like she doesn't want to do it though. She's there and she's like, no, you know what? I'm not going to do this. And then this girl pushes her straight up.
What's the punishment?
How did
what's going
she
on?
Hit? Can you see? Oh my God.
Like a ton of bricks she hit.
Oh, it broke her ribs. I think.
You can see it on monsters.fm. Just click on the YouTube page and you
know, broke her, she broke
it.
Her neck.
Oh my God.
You know, you can break your neck and not be paralyzed, yeah, you know? Yeah. That's terrible. It is horrible.
How do you not go. Beat that kid's ass. If that was my kid.
They just showed a guy jumping. Those are the other friends that jumped into the bridge.
Yeah, they're ready. These are other incidences of people.
Man, that just doesn't look like a good idea. I would never in a million years do that. And if someone pushed me.
You think that the other girl's going to go to jail?
You know what?
Yeah, she needs to be punished. That's ridiculous.
Well, I didn't say she
should. Why do you think she shouldn't be punished?
Oh my God.
Do you have her back?
I don't have her back.
I'm wondering if it probably isn't against the law, is it? Or is she?
Yes, well, yeah, it is against the law to touch somebody.
What is it? It's physical.
It's assault.
Battery. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, if all your friends are going to jump off a bridge, are you going to do it too?
Yeah, that's like the classic saying. Yeah, no, man. How do you, like I said, man, you see somebody do that to your kid. How do you not, like, I see that? Okay, I'm getting in the
car.
Imagine that's Lennon.
I would drive to their house.
At 16 years old.
Yeah, I would pay another badass Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu MMA champion 16-year-old to choke out that girl.
Wow.
I'm glad you thought it out. That's good.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch him, and I would leave no evidence, but I would, that girl would not, yeah. Yeah, you don't touch a kid like that.
So how did they get her out of the water? Like, how did they know she broke her neck? Because she couldn't have been swimming when she came up.
What I saw this morning said when she hit, she couldn't breathe.
Of course, she punctured her lung.
Yeah, couldn't breathe. And, of course, they just jumped in and got her right away because she didn't come back up. Almost died. Man, that's...
And I'm sure the girl who pushed her laughed at, like, you see how she landed?
And then...
At her almost die. Yeah, I hate you, Carrie.
They did say that the girl that pushed her apologized.
Of course she did.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, everything's fine.
Yeah. But cool, you know what, man? This is an instance that happens all the time. 2 or 3 seconds that will change your life forever, right? So for these young kids, kids do stupid things. I'm sure I did something silly, like stupid, with my friend where I was like, pushing him on a diving board or something that I shouldn't have done.
So, okay, so you think maybe she saw that 5 people went before her. They were all fine. I'm going to help you out.
I don't think this is a devious young lady who was like evil, like, I'm going to push her and hopefully I'll crack her lungs. It doesn't mean she shouldn't get punished.
But you don't know. Maybe homegirl took her to prom date.
Right.
So going off of what they're saying on Texans, she got charged with reckless... it was a misdemeanor, reckless endangerment. They estimate that she hit the water about 60 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
Multiple texts are saying that she did not break her neck, but the rib thing is accurate.
Okay.
And I guess it's a common rite of passage in that area to jump off this thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you can so, make like, back that jump, the, yeah, but you got to be ready.
Yeah, exactly. And like back in the day, like for example, something here similar would be the bridges over the causeways. That people would jump off of those over in Merritt Island, that kind of thing.
So imagine your daughter 16 and someone pushes her like that.
My kid wouldn't be out there.
Excellent point. Yeah, my kid, if I found out my kid was out there.
Even
contemplating it. I would be like, hey, I've always told my daughter, I'm no saint. I've done some crazy things. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about it? I know she's 7 years old. Things change when they get to be teenagers. They don't talk to them. I get it. But. That's a good point, Angel. I know a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu master.
And again, getting more a little bit more info. So the girl was just unbelievably lucky that she wasn't hurt worse, and there was an off-duty EMT person close by.
Oh, wow.
And if that person's not there, this could have gone. This was bad. It could have gone horribly worse.
Right.
But you know, like I said, it's instances that you make an emotional, stupid decision. That girl's like, excited. I'm gonna push Bethany. It'll be fine. Bye.
All for the clicks, dude.
All for the clicks, right? But then there's other instances that happened to this. Did you guys see what happened to this basketball coach? A guy walks up to a car. And he knocks on the windows. He thinks it's an Uber driver. A really good basketball coach that coached here at Central Florida.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. Got out, punched him one time because he
thought he was knocking on his car. The white guy knocking on the car thought it was his Uber.
Yes.
He's like, he wasn't. The guy thought he was knocking on his car for whatever reason. He gets out, he punches him.
The guy hits the pavement, kills him.
And wow.
And now this guy who coached for Wake Forest, UCF, was well on his way to being a head coach in the NCAA. His entire life is done one in the morning punch to the face.
You know, and it's I've had this happen before where a long time ago, somebody grabs a friend of mine and I punched them. They hit the ground and their head hit the ground. And it reminded me that a punch is not like in the movies. Nope. In the John Wayne, you punch them. Like, you really punch someone and they really hit the ground. They could really hurt themselves.
You're done. Yeah.
That's a sad story.
It's a real shame. And, and once again, it kind of gets back, not to be in that situation, Angel, right? Your daughter wouldn't be there. Hopefully my daughter wouldn't be there. Bad stuff happens at 1 a.m. I mean, if you're out and about.
This was the middle of the day.
But this was that. But I'm talking about the punch incident.
Yeah. Here's a fun fact. You drive the same car that I do.
I do.
And I've been downtown, just going through downtown, and I've had parked and had people get into my car. Thinking I'm an Uber.
I did that one time. I did that one time. I didn't know. The guy pulls up, and it was looked like the car I was supposed to be in. And I open it up. He goes, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were the Uber. I apologize."
Yeah.
But, I mean, the guy could have thought I was trying to rob him and shot me,
I tried to get in Ryan's car yesterday morning because I thought it was Carlos, my Uber driver.
Yeah, me and Carlos.
We never told you that. That was the craziest thing in the world.
Yeah, Carlos and I drive the exact same car, same color, same year, everything. So I'm sitting out in the parking lot. I pull in, and then Savannah is walking into the station, but she turns around and walks back. And I immediately go, "Oh, she thinks I'm Carlos." And and the condensation builds up because I only live like 5-10 minutes from here. So all the condensation is on the window, and she's just staring into the condensation filled window, not saying anything.
Uh-huh. I was tapping with my finger.
You were?
And
I'm acting like I can't see her. I'm playing on my phone.
And I was
phone.
Like, why is Carlos not getting out of the car? Why is he mad at me?
Why are you mad at me?
You want to fight?
Right. That's
and then
the
she straight
goes.
Up punched me in the face. Good.
Hey, listen, when we come back, your chance to play some trivia. You could win some stuff, so you might want to get on the line. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1049. Oh, little Duran Duran. It's National Duran Duran Day.
This is Duran Duran?
Yeah, man. Notorious.
That's where they got Notorious from?
Yeah.
No, this is... Yeah, actually, it is.
This is a Biggie song?
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. We're live on YouTube right now.
Yeah. Woo!
Same page, whatever the hell this is.
I'm beating the crap out of the guy. I don't care if his junk touches me.
Real Radio 104.1.
From the
Real
Radio
104.1. All rise. All rise. All rise.
Grandpa Lar in the house now.
The Triple R 77 is brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. That's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. It's not a bank, a licensed lender that can help you get into a home. I have a lot of friends that have bought houses with WeAreNotTheBanks.com. I bought a house with them. They helped me out tremendously. I looked at a house one day. A month later, I was in the home. That's how awesome they were. My daughter, I've got a friend, Maggie, who she got her house with me. Matter of fact, she was having problems with whoever else she was using. And they were dragging their feet. She never knew what was going on. And then I turned her on to Brad Siebert and WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Bam! I got her house within like a month. Great folks at WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Get you a loan, even if your credit score is 580 or less. Help you finance a mobile home if that's what you want, or a beautiful big mansion. Whatever you need, they can help you out. WeAreNotTheBanks.com, 407-636-9808 for WeAreNotTheBanks.com. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan Holmes, Angel Rivera, Savannah, Carlos, and we'll do a little trivia right now. You can win some stuff. Angel's going to tell you what's in the prize pinata. on this beautiful Friday. Hey, by the way, we're live on our YouTube channel, and you can check out our website, monsters.fm, for a bunch of great videos we had from yesterday, like Deborah and Savannah sharing one noodle.
Woo! I didn't see that yet.
And then we've got a bunch of other stuff for the past couple days, all on the website at monsters.fm. Yes.
And it's Friday, and we always have fun. We could probably give out a prize on YouTube, right?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Whatever prize we have left over from the prize pinata, we will give it out on YouTube.
Awesome. Cool.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com. That's CENTOmoving.com. You hit the start quote button. Put your information there. Let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning. There's a discount for you. That's centomoving.com. Up first, we have a Wassies.
I love a good sax breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me of The Simpsons.
Well, the 80s were the heyday
of the sax.
The TV theme show saxophone.
All right, so we have a Wassies Meat gift pack, including Wassies Signature Rubs, which include the classic steak
meat
rub.
Meat and rub?
Sweet Smoky Rib Rub, Vintage Sunshine, and Maple Reserve. Also comes with a t-shirt and sunglasses with the Wassies logo on there. It's all your Wassies swag that you could possibly want.
Does Wassies have a meat bucket rub?
What rub did you say? I definitely need to try because I'm going to do I'm doing on Sunday on the Big Green Egg.
So my favorite, the one that I haven't got to use it, and Jimmy's the one that was swearing by it, is the Maple Reserve. I haven't got a chance to use that. The classic steak rub is perfect. The sweet and smoky rib rub, awesome. And then the Vintage Sunshine you can use for everything from salad to fish to chicken. That's like your catch-all.
Would you put it on ribs? Not ribs. I'm sorry. Wings.
Yeah, you could do that. Okay. You could also, not for nothing, you could use the steak rub on ribs a little bit as well. You know, it's functional that way. But that's the Wassies Meat Gift Pack. We have a pair of run of engagement passes to The Spy Who Dumped Me, starring Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon. That's going down at the Orlando AMC Theaters. The Spy Who Dumped Me tells the story of Audrey and Morgan, two best friends who unwittingly become entangled in an international conspiracy when one woman discovers the boyfriend who dumped her was actually a spy.
Oh, no.
Hilarity ensues.
Yes.
See it in 4D.
Right.
And then this is pretty neat. We have a pair of tickets to Star Wars Return of the Jedi in concert with the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra. That's going down August the 25th.
That sounds
Star
awesome.
Wars in concert continues with Star Wars Return of the Jedi concert featuring their iconic full-length film on the big screen and the Orlando Philharmonic performing John Williams's legendary score live. Tickets are on sale now. The venue is the Dr. Phillips Center. That's an awesome place to watch these kind of events.
You know, I still have not seen anything at the Dr. Phillips Center yet.
Dude, that's just because you're not trying.
I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, that's 2 years of events. They've been open longer than 2 years, but there's been a handful of events that have been great there.
I know.
Coming in October, again, at the Dr. Phillips Center, it's going to be curated by Quest of the Roots.
Wow.
It's going to be an orchestra doing Prince songs.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's the one that picked up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my wife would love that.
That's coming up in October, so I definitely want to get out there to that.
All right, I'm going to look into that. That's good.
Absolutely. So, again, and if you want to get tickets to this, that's drphillipscenter.org for more information. And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thanks, Angel. 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. So whatever prize is left over from this round, we will put in on the YouTube channel for one of our YouTube listeners.
Sweet.
So if you go to YouTube today, you might be picked to have a prize. Yes, Angel?
Real quick heads up. I meant to mention this earlier. Different counties around in Central Florida, it is the first day of school.
It's back to school day.
So for commuters, be aware. A lot of police out there.
Yes.
They are looking for you to, exhibitions of speed. They're going to give you a nice piece of paper.
And a lot of moms drinking vodka at about 6:30 or so when the kids are, it's vodka day. Kids are back.
Get the hell out. Seminole
County. I know it starts today. I know there's a couple other ones. I know next week it's Orange County. But in the next few weeks, school is starting. So if you're commuting, you're driving.
Be prepared.
Be aware. That's why you're seeing a lot more law enforcement presence. I'll do my best to give you the heads up on the speed traps.
Yeah, and look for kids crossing the street.
Walking,
all that kind of stuff.
Bus stops, those kind of things, right? Sorry, Russ.
Was so much traffic this morning.
Yeah.
I actually had written that down to mention, so I'm glad you did. Yeah. Back to school day, mom vodka Friday.
It used to be a good day for you back when you were single.
Yeah. It was easy pickings this day.
You just walk down the street.
Fish in a barrel.
You go to every yoga place, they're half lit already.
Right.
Walk out
so happy their kids are back in school.
Gotta go to yoga, hot yoga.
Because you know what they do? They put vodka in those.
Zephyr Hills bottles, man.
Well, yeah, and nobody knows they're drinking vodka.
Let them drink. The kids, God, they can be a pain in the ass.
But they would do that actually at the soccer games. And they're drinking vodka in the stands just because it looked like water. All right, Tom from Ocala, you're on your radio, 104.1. How you doing, Tom?
It's Todd. Morning, Russ.
Oh, I'm sorry, Todd.
Shut up, Tom.
Yeah, we like you as Tom better.
Yeah, you're Tom now.
Todd,
you're a nice fella.
You're a nice fella, Todd. Todd, I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, take whatever prize you want. If you don't get it, then you can pick one of the monsters to help you out. You got Ryan Holmes, you got Angel, Savannah, or Carlos. Curious, what's your last name?
My last name?
Yeah.
Rottwein.
Just curious. Okay, here we go.
Why are y'all up in his business?
Why are you putting him on blast?
Because here's the question,
he doesn't
sir.
Want to get in trouble. He's at work. He's not supposed to be listening.
Yeah, if his last name would have matched the answer, I was just going to give him a prize.
Wow. But weird. It
doesn't. So here you go. Here's the question.
What are the chances of that? 1 in a billion?
Well, it could have been. I don't know. The Wall Street Journal and the Census.
Todd, if you have any sense about you, you're going to say, that's my last name.
That's actually my last name.
No, the Census Bureau did a study. The study is the top 10 most common last names in the U.S. What came in number one? It was not yours. So what name do you think is the most common name in the United States of America?
William.
Williams is number three.
Wow.
So you're on the board.
You're really
close, but it's not Williams.
I would not have guessed that. Good job.
Who do you want to help you? You've got Carlos. You've got Ryan Holmes. You've got Savannah. And you've got Angel.
Don't pick me. I don't know.
I'm going to go against the system here and pick Ryan
Holmes.
Oh!
Oh.
He's undefeated.
He's currently undefeated. He could actually lose right now.
Never lost.
Never lose.
All right, Ryan Holmes, the king of trivia, the king of, was it popcorn? What was it? Kettle corn king. King of Denmark.
King of Denmark.
King. He's very royalty. Very,
we're all hanging on your next word.
You're very royal, Ryan Holmes. That's Ryan right. Holmes, top 10 most common last names in the U.S. What is number one?
I really want to help Travis out here.
It's Todd?
Yeah, I want to help Tim. I'm going to go with the standard answer, Smith.
God damn it. It's right.
Oh! Undefeated.
Whoa. We're looking at something we've never seen before,
dude,
folks.
Dude, he runs trivia.
I know.
Yes, congratulations, Todd. He won it for you.
Nice.
Yeah. I was going to say Smith.
Wow.
I was going to say
Great job, Ted.
Snag.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Way to go, Ted. Congratulations there, Ryan Holmes.
You were
undefeated. 3-0. So, that's what you get for not picking me for the first 2 weeks.
It's kind of fitting that he's winning now because he was just like thrown to the side every single time.
Every time.
And he did lose at the Monster Comedian of the Year.
So, I think. You got to go undefeated at
forever.
Least.
Maybe if all the judges were watching, I would have won.
I agree with that. Okay, we're taking a little break, and I'll tell you the 10 most common last names in the country. It's kind of
any surprise.
A couple of these are surprising.
Is it going to piss off some people? I told you, these damn Rodriguez's.
It's a reason to build a wall. We'll find out what names are the most common names in America when we come back. Could be one of our last names. We'll see.
It ain't mine because mine's Bone.
Right. All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. The Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Ryan Holmes. Savannah and Carlos will be here in a minute or two. They ran out to do something. Okay, someone's busting my balls on the texting service. You can always text us at 77031. That's 77031. And when I was talking about Carl Black, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, I said Omar was a former Marine. And a guy's like, there's no such thing as former Marine. I always thought it's like there's no such thing as an ex-Marine. You're supposed to say former.
You always step in his landmine, right? Because if you would have said it the other way, then there's going to be somebody else that's going to be like, that's not what it is.
I know. I'm just trying to give respect to the Marine Corps.
Look, he's good friends with Omar. He's not meaning any disrespect either way.
Hell no. I love the guy. Yeah.
How do you say former active duty then?
Because you say if you say somebody's a Marine, you think they're in the Marines.
No.
Career.
So of course, if we go by this guy and we use him as the rule until someone tells us otherwise, once a Marine, always a Marine, semper fi.
Okay. Well, I mean no disrespect. He's not in the Marine Corps now.
Line the F up.
Now
Jesus.
He's the general manager of Carl Black Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Before that, he was in the Marine Corps.
No, once a Marine, always a Marine, bro. He's selling cars and going in to back up.
My father was in the Marine Corps. My father's
Best friend?
And my dad, and my friend, my best friend, Bo.
Savannah
was, she can answer this when she gets back. But I've always been told, don't say ex-Marine, say former Marine. That's more respectful. So that's what I was trying to do.
But instantly, this is what I'm saying. Some of these things are just, texting landmines, right? Because another Marine texts in, most people say former Marine.
That's what I was told.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was told that was the most respectful way to say it. As soon as I do, then someone's mad about
How about this? Has Omar got at you about it?
Never.
All right, so then this dude can pipe down.
Right. Well, Savannah.
Until we're talking about him.
Savannah can answer this. Oh, she just popped in here. Hold on. Savannah, someone's yelling at me because I was talking about my buddy Omar, and I said he was a former Marine. Now, I've always been told not to say ex-Marine because that's disrespectful.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
But can I say former Marine?
Can't you just say once a Marine, always a Marine?
Well, he's not in the Marine Corps now.
Just say he was in the Marine Corps. That's easy enough. You don't have to title it former, present, past, future.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you just say, he's a Marine, it sounds like he's
I didn't think she was going to have my back.
So how do you specify someone from active duty to no longer active duty?
He was a Marine.
Yeah, I think it's like a title, right, that you earn. So it's kind of like a president is always a president. So they're always a Marine.
Okay.
Right.
Is he an inactive president?
No, you don't say that. Right? I mean, you can still say President, Bush.
Understand
what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so these are like texting landmines. This is somebody that just wanted to get at
you
Russ.
Just made
because
everybody
Russ
mad.
Said it, right? Because if anyone else says it, no one gets on him about it.
Exactly.
And so because
we
had another Marine text in, it's like most people use former Marine.
Right.
Well, let me see. The only reason I bring it up is because I have the ultimate respect for Marines. Mm-hmm. My father's Marine. My best friend's a Marine. Savannah's a Marine. So I have respect for them. So I don't
Who's your best friend?
Shut up. I don't say X because I was told that was disrespectful. Both told me to say former.
Being a Marine never ends. Being a Marine never ends. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Why do you think I love America so much?
Okay, so I should say
again, from a Marine vet. It's former Marine is correct. X is a Marine that's been thrown out on terms not becoming of the standards of a Marine.
That's what I was told.
Exactly.
So
that's coming from other Marines.
So I should introduce you as Savannah the Marine?
No.
Okay.
You should introduce me as Savannah.
The Gator Saver.
The Gator Saver.
Hey, what other names do you think are on this top 10 list of the most common names in the United States of America?
Former Marine.
Gator Saver.
Is Wilson?
Smith was number one. Wilson, not in the top 10.
Baker?
Not in the top 10.
Booger.
Booger, not in the top 10.
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez is number 9 on the list.
I was making a total joke, had no idea it was on it.
You already knew.
And I know that's pissing people off, and it makes me happy.
And they said this is the first time there's two Hispanic names in the top 10.
Build a wall around your list.
Other one is Diaz.
The other one is not Diaz. Oh, no, there's three. I'm sorry, three.
Gonzalez.
No.
Rivera.
Diaz.
Navarro.
Navarro.
No.
Say it like that, Navarro.
There is number 6, Garcia.
There you go. It's happening, folks. And all your greatest fears.
And number 10 is Martinez.
Yeah! We got 3. Next year, we'll have 5. Year after that, we'll have 7. Angel, we'll just round out the top 10 next year.
Yeah, I mean, some people, it seems like it's not the America that they wanted.
I know. No, we'll throw in a Lee for one of those, too.
That'd
be like,
like an Asian?
Yeah, of course.
Why are you going to hate on the Joneses?
Yeah, I'm putting on Jones.
By the way, the Joneses are number 5.
Wow.
Okay, so we got number 1.
All my brothers and sisters. In the struggle.
Number 1 is Smith. Number 2, no one's guessed yet. What do you think number 2 is?
Patel.
No.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Johnson.
Johnson is right.
Killing it. Undefeated. 2-1 day.
Damn.
My God. You do realize the rule is you can't look this stuff up on the internet when we're doing it.
I'm busy with the camera.
No, okay. I think he's looking.
I think he's looking.
Can your last name be Johnson and Johnson?
If you marry it into another Johnson,
yeah.
Number 3.
If I was Johnson. Savannah Johnson and Johnson, could Johnson and Johnson, the company, sue me?
You can have all the Johnsons you want.
Yeah.
What if I made myself Johnson and Johnson and Johnson?
All 3 Johnsons? I've seen that movie.
like three Johnsons is way too many Johnsons.
Johnson cubes.
Yeah. You don't want that, Savannah.
I've seen a blonde girl with three Johnsons in a movie before. You don't want that.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Number four is Brown.
Okay.
Last name Brown. Okay. And then you got Jones, Garcia. Oh, there's one you guys haven't guessed. If I say Reggie.
White.
Jackson.
Bush.
Theus.
Oh, wow. No.
Jackson.
Basketball player.
Reggie Theus.
No.
Jones.
No. As far as popular name.
Oh, Miller.
Reggie Miller. Yeah. Reggie Miller. Yeah. Then you got Davis, Rodriguez, and Martinez are the most popular names.
And folks who are being mean to Hispanic people, like, now's your time to go, let's do a clean slate, because if you listen, we're going to be here for a little bit. Yeah. And we love you.
I've never understood that.
Just reflective of our Texan. As long as we learn English, we're cool.
And you know what? Of course, because...
And that's right there, number one, 77031.
But now, if you're the person saying that, take a second. Think about it. Shouldn't you be learning Spanish at this point? Because things are changing.
No, things are changing. No.
It's a very American to know a couple different languages. Because guess what? You want to travel and you want to speak to people. And there's just going to be a lot of Hispanic people. So you got to get used to it. We're really nice. We cook good food. We love parties.
And they do like to feed you guys.
And we'll feed you. And we're cool with Smiths and Bakers and Wilsons and all of them. We love y'all.
No, we didn't land on Plymouth Mesa. Plymouth Mesa landed on us.
The reason I grew up not even thinking of Hispanic people as minorities, it never occurred to me until actually I met Carlos. I'm like, minority? What are you talking about? Because I grew up with my friends, the Vegas, Ernie Vega and his family, and they owned Vegas Cafe, and they're Cuban, and I just always thought they were just, like regular white folks.
Just a little spicier.
Just a little spicier. Super nice people.
They talk a little weird, but they're white folks.
A little spice mayonnaise.
But they make some great sandwiches.
I love them. They made the Cuban sandwiches, and they would let me eat as many as I wanted to, and I just loved the Cuban people.
So as long as you're brown and you make me food, I love it.
Yesterday, I finally pulled the trigger and made that decision, and I booked a cruise to Cuba.
Yay!
I, you know, and my wife is thrilled about this. It's a 5-day cruise. It's the week of our 1-year anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And
when are you going?
So it's the first week of November, and when we go there, we're going to be in Havana for 2 nights.
Right.
And we booked to be able to go to the Tropicana, which is like a famous hotel.
Very famous.
Yeah. And there was something else that we're going to do. But here were some of the rules. This is great. So the cruise ship, I said, listen, I don't want a cruise ship with a lot of kids. She goes, don't worry, kids are not allowed to go to Cuba.
What?
And they said the cruise ship, there will be no children on the cruise ship at all, and it's all you can drink. And I'm like,
it's going to be an all you
can drink. So Russ is not even going to get off the boat.
Yeah. No, I can regulate myself.
I went to Cuba, but I just saw the boat the whole time.
And here's what.
Give me another vodka.
Oh, I can show you this, Carlos. You might get a kick out of this. So because I called a travel agent to handle all this.
I'm so excited that you're going.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
I'll let them know when I get there on the 23rd.
Yeah, you're going there. You've been there many times.
That you're coming. And also, okay, go ahead.
No, look at this behind you. They said there are no, the only cars allowed on the island are only the cars from the 50s.
That's
no
so awesome.
New cars at all. And so she sent me this. This was when she was there.
And it looks like they're dancing and singing in the ride.
Yeah, this guy is a personal tour guide, and will take you around and show you the history
of Cuba. I would love to do that.
And so I booked with this dude right here, the same guy, and they're going to take us around and kind of show us
you're
Cuba.
You're going to have so much fun.
That looks like my cousin. Like,
Cuba is seriously one of... I was... Just telling someone, Cuba is one of the best places in the world. Well, I really love it.
That's what the lady who is, the travel agent, she goes, Russ, they're the nicest people. They will thank you for spending your money with them. Mm-hmm. But she said they're like, there's no like Subways or McDonald's or anything like that.
Everything you eat is going to be cooked.
Yes.
I mean, like, you know, there's not a fast food joint anywhere.
I know. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. So I finally pulled the trigger to do that and doing it. It's the first week of November, but, my point was, though, here, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Why do you think kids are not allowed to go?
Because they get
Cuba?
On people's nerves.
Probably the whole Elian Gonzalez thing still pissing them off.
You think it's what it is?
No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? I've been 5-6 times now? I've never heard anyone mention that or ask questions about it because you spend a lot of time with people there. There's not Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah, she said there's no Wi-Fi in Havana. So you're not
That's not true either.
Oh, really?
They...
I wonder if it's just something just specifically texted, like, with this boat, because I'm looking up here. Yeah, there's no guidelines. There's no quote unquote ban on kids traveling to Cuba. And I know other people in this building that have taken their kids to Cuba.
That would be a bizarre thing.
Yeah,
for a ban
I think
on
it's
kids.
Probably specific with the cruise that you're on. It's just all adults.
Are you sure you didn't book the ban on kids cruise?
No.
It really sounds like you booked a swingers cruise. Is what it sounds like.
Oh, actually, whoops.
Whoop. My bad.
It's Norwegian Cruise Line, and we leave out of Miami, and they said it's all you can drink.
I know what cruise you got, because they know who you are. They're expecting you to bring all the boner pills for the party.
No. I had the choice between the Kiss Cruise and going to Cuba, and I chose Cuba.
That's a good call.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, you've seen Kiss, and face it, they're always going to be around.
Yeah, more than likely, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm glad you're going. You're going to have so much fun. I didn't even tell you guys this, but Gatorland Global now has a Ricardo t-shirt.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No one's seen it yet. So I'm going to give you one.
Ricardo's the Cuban crocodile.
Yeah, I'm going to give you one because it has their logo on their emblem on the back of it, too. So I'm going to give it to you so when you go, you can wear it. And people will come talk. People are going to come talk to you anyways.
Yeah.
But like everywhere you go, people are going to try to talk to you.
Really?
Because they want to know who you are. They want to know why you're there. They
want
to know
American dollars.
Yeah.
That. But they want to know.
Blue Apple.
Now, here's what they told me. That when I get over there, you have to exchange the dollars.
For
kooks. Yeah.
Yep.
That's okay. That's
a fun little. I'll show you what a coot looks like.
No, Angel's shaking his head. No, that's what my travel agent said.
Man, oh, that's my Mexican money in there.
You might want to do that. Just whatever. But if you want to get on the real action and you want the real experience, make sure you keep a couple American dollars on you.
I see. Here's what my travel agent said too. There's only like four things that they sell there. Like there's not like T-shirts and like your normal tourist stuff. You can buy rum. You can buy cigars. And there were two other things.
Any medicine product?
Sugar?
No.
Sugar cane, yeah.
Coffee?
And coffee. That's it. There you go.
That's about right.
When you go into the market areas and everything, there's other, like, there's crafts and things like that the locals have made.
Oh, okay.
So there's those kind of things, And if you are looking to barter, take a bunch of Levi's and soda, Coca-Cola.
Nobody's going to barter in Havana anymore. Like, it's hardcore over there now.
I was told, though, that...
You just want him to take a bunch of Levi's,
so, the Tropicana...
Russ shows up with two duffel bags full of old Levi's.
These don't fit anymore.
Soon as I saw Angel's face, I was like, oh, dude, I blew his thing.
How many Levi's is this sandwich?
I guess the Tropicana, though, that's where Marilyn Monroe performed.
That place in particular.
And Celia Cruz.
Yeah, there's a ton of history in that particular location.
Zucar. Is that Carmen Miranda, too?
That is there, yeah.
Yeah.
And Celia Cruz, who has a Netflix series going on right now.
Have you been watching that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
almost done with it. But the thing about novellas is they never end. They just keep going. Like, you can Netflix for 4 days and be like, okay, seriously, this novella's over. And then they'll be like, and up next. And I'll be like, oh, here we go.
Probably hooked on the one about the narco-traficante girls with the boobs.
Oh, yeah. No Sensei.
Yeah. No Senos. Yeah.
Hey, I wonder if I can go where Dom won that race backwards in Cuba.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could go there where they shot Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a bunch of movies that were shot in Cuba.
Because Dom won that backwards. He went reverse.
Absolutely. Actually, you might actually see the car.
Oh, that'd be cool as hell.
You're going to have so much fun. They're going to treat you like gold. I'm really happy that you're going.
Thank you, yeah.
You need to say, like, you're the owner of a big, like, sausage company or something.
Are you going
to have... Why is there a sausage company?
You just kind of...
You scream sausage company.
Are you
going to... I just want you to walk and be like, oh, the factory.
And they'll be like, ay, gracias. Es el la salsicha.
Triple R sausage.
Are you gonna start going to
the
Cuba
only sausage
a lot?
I eat. What? What's the matter?
I said, are you gonna start going to Cuba a lot?
I've never been. I don't know. This is a place I've never been. If I love it, maybe. Why?
You're gonna start going there a lot like me.
Don't you take it. That's
this is my thing.
Oh my god.
I take the snakes from Cuba. Don't you go taking snakes to Cuba.
All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
That's my familia.
Yo soy un hombre sincero. ¿De dónde eres? De La Palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero. ¿De dónde eres? De La Palma. Y antes de morir, yo quiero
personal opinions about someone known to every other person who will listen.
888-978-1041.
Real Radio.
104.1.
From the...
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters. Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes here, and even Jeff Howe's here today. What's up, Jeff Howe?
Good, good. You should give me a heads up that y'all were going to be here today.
And we've got a special guest. He's been in here many times before. Arnaz Jay's here. He's going to be at the Improv all weekend long, and we're going to bring him in and chat with him a little bit. I every time Arnaz comes in,
Arnaz, I got you a half a sandwich and some fruit. I knew you were coming here. I knew you'd be hungry.
You're beautiful.
You are, and you know you kind of. I like your style.
You got we got headphones for you there, so you can hear everybody. Okay. And yeah, how you doing, Arnaz?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming back to see us again.
No, thank y'all so much for having me. I really appreciate this. I'm humbled.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back, you going to break now?
No.
I'm about to say when I come back, the black man's going to be here. So.
Oh, okay.
But right now, I'm just putting on my astute voice, and thank you so much for just having me.
Look, and I got you coconut water.
Oh, my God. You know what? You're just... You know, your aura is just beautiful.
Like a big old bright sunshine.
It is.
Arnaz, you know what she does for a living? Other than radio.
I see snakes on her arm.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Alligators.
Alligators. Okay.
Crocodiles.
She works with alligators and crocodiles at Gatorland. Have you ever been to a gator farm or anything like that?
You know what? Well, yeah, I'm a Florida boy.
Oh, so you've seen it all.
I've been the only black man bit twice by a snake.
Oh, really?
What kind of snake?
I got bit by a cottonmouth and a water moccasin.
What?
Yes, sir.
Oh, both of those are dangerous.
Yeah, both of them in the same family almost.
So what happened? Did you have to rush to the hospital? Or?
Well, the first one was in Fort McCullen, Alabama when I got bit. We were looking for blackberries.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys, when I was young, said, I dare you lift that rock up. And I lifted the rock, and it was already there.
Coiled. Oh, man.
It was ready. And it was like one of those, and then black people, we say, when we get hurt, we go, did that just happen? Did I just get bit?
So it struck out and bit you. When it bit you,
got me in the calf muscle.
Oh, in the calf.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, got me in the calf. My mom came up. You know,
What did you do? Like when you realize a snake had bitten you.
Now, once you realize what you just asked the black man, what did he do when we just got hurt? I'm going to tell you exactly what we did. I was a man, okay? First of all, I said, Mama! I said, Mama, is this snake? If you can't understand a word of it, it hurt.
How old were you?
I was 11 years old.
Oh my gosh.
You were little, huh?
But wait a minute. The day after I got bit, another little kid that lives in that same neighborhood, because I lived on an army base, another kid in Fort McCullough ate a day-old dead rattlesnake.
Oh, my God.
He ate it.
Why?
His name was Michael Jenkins. I'll never forget it.
Michael Jenkins.
And Michael, if you're not alive now, you know why.
Was it like a dare or a bet? Or
no. He was just one of those little kids that just go off on his own and just, you know, open up people's mailboxes and stuff. And he picked up a day-old dead rattlesnake and ate it. I said, dude, you didn't put no salt on it?
Yeah. Hot sauce?
Oh, hot sauce? Dude.
Hot sauce and rattlesnake.
You went cultural.
Hispanic,
Bobby.
We got to put it. Do you see me eating hot sauce with my turkey sandwich in there?
I did, hermano. I see what you do.
Ernesto.
You take the hot sauce, you put it on, and you look at it for a while.
Sí, papi.
How did your mom react when you know, she knew her son had been bitten
by
a snake?
Well, I'm going to tell you what to do. Black mamas are very concerned.
Uh-huh.
They make sure you're all right. Then they beat your ass afterwards.
What the hell are you doing?
They beat you behind afterwards just to make sure that you understand I love you. Oh, but you getting tagged because you were someplace you had no business being in the first place.
Right, exactly.
You know, and the snake bit you because God don't like ugly. I always put everything on God.
That's so funny. That is such a Southern thing. Like, you know why you wrecked your car? Because remember that time you did that to me?
Yeah, well,
that's why it happened. That's why.
Remember when you got that girl pregnant. Right?
Yeah.
You were
6 years old.
I understand that she's a transgender and you got her pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how that happened, but God don't like ugly.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
how that happened. Now you're going to have to deal with it.
So they rushed you to the hospital for that?
Yeah, they did. And people think, you know, this old myth, You tie, you know, you're
right, too right,
tired
right.
trying to get that. Please don't ever believe that, because you'll die. Okay. Yeah. They had anti-venom, which is, they make out of snake venom.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-venom, and they made out of snake venom, and they did slit me a little bit. They slit it a little bit, pushed it to see how far it was going up, tried to give me some markings on my leg to see
That's
how far
good,
it was going up.
That's good, because sometimes they fillet your whole leg open.
Yeah, but they didn't need it. For them, because I think the way that he bit me was not to where he really got a chance. You know, because I had a little bit of speed on me.
Uh-huh.
You
right, know, right. But snake, I can see that on you.
Snake's a little bit quick.
Yeah.
So, Arnaz, you would think, quick. One would think at 11 years old, you bit by a snake. Okay, that'll last time I'll be bitten by a snake in my whole entire life.
Yeah. And then
it happens again.
Now for the morbid story.
How old are you for the next time?
Adulthood.
But you're an outdoorsman, man. You're fishing.
Yeah, I'm a fisherman. Y'all know I love to fish.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Now I don't fish in lakes.
Hell no.
No. Three to the hell no.
Oh, because the lake must be where you got the moccasin.
It was the water. I'm going to tell you how it happened. No, that was a water moccasin. Let me tell you how that happened. It was in Macon, Georgia, a lake called Tobosaki.
All right.
And I'm actually walking along the side of where the lake is. They got like a little 2-foot drop off.
Sure.
And all of a sudden I hear this. That's how it sounded. It wasn't like.
It was mad.
It was a hiss, like a. It was less. And I looked. And as I turn, I'm lifting my leg. And good thing I had on jeans, because he bit right in the seams.
What?
Yes.
What was it?
By my manhood.
Oh, hell.
By my manhood.
No. Oh, my God.
I guess he saw my snake and got mad or horny. I don't know which one it was. He saw the black mamba. Okay?
You wear a little short,
huh? We're getting ready to tangle. That's all I'm saying.
So we know what you said at 11 when you got bit. What did you say when you almost got bitten by?
You don't even want to hear what I said on the radio. I swear to God, you don't want to hear what I said on this radio.
Yeah.
And I was scared to look down.
Another moccasin, or
No, former Cullen was a cottonmouth.
A cottonmouth, okay.
Yeah. And this one was
and
a moccasin.
I did not know at that particular point how dirty black grayish they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dirty, thick.
Yeah.
I mean, when it went in that water, it moved so quick. It was, I've never seen. Okay, you see snakes on television.
Yeah.
You snee them in the water, and they just glide.
Yeah.
This bad boy was moving.
Yeah, they haul ass.
I didn't know if he bit me and said, I got some of your meat, I'm going to eat it, and I want nobody to share it with me. But when he bit, it went right into the seams, and it just nicked. It just nicked, but no venom went in.
Oh, that's good.
Thank God.
He got me as I was lifting my leg. As I saw him, you know, I stepped out of the way, and he was already on his way and was like,
Arnaz, what's going on with your body that snakes love you, bro?
We're coming out of the
sugar, baby.
Between
the first snake and that snake, he did some powerful ugly.
Yeah.
He did some powerful ugly. Big ugly.
I did. It was
the 90s.
Yeah, God don't like ugly.
Damn it.
But kind of with, I don't know, heathenish in my way.
I
don't
know. But now you're
see,
nice.
See, that's why God did that to you.
But when I say that, the cottonmouth, I was young, okay? So I really don't understand how big that snake was, and he was coiled.
Right.
Right.
But that water moccasin, when I tell you, it was so scary because of just the
diameter of it.
The diameter. I mean,
how fat they get.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I got a picture of the dude that killed it.
Oh,
if
really?
If I can find
you, it. You kiss
it
every day like, I love you.
I'm going to show you how big. And guess what he killed it with?
What?
Believe it or not, hand to God. Killed it with a bow. With a bow.
Was it Daryl from Walking Dead?
No, this dude.
Yes, it was.
Now, the guy that killed it, his name is Jeff. He's 6 foot one.
So what did you do? Did you say, look, I'm going to bounty out on this sumbitch that almost bit my wiener?
No, he was on the other side for some odd reason with his bow. And it came.
Are you living in some Tom Huckleberry kind of setting?
Yeah.
I promise God this is real. And that bad boy came out the water by the rocks, and all of a sudden I hear, got him! Effing got him, man! Got him! He was like out of breath.
Right.
Effing got him! Yeah, got you, Satan!
That's crazy.
And he picks up, and it's the same water moccasin, and that bad boy looked to be about 10 feet.
Oof,
I swear to God, he looked
wow.
Now, to this day, do you hate snakes?
No.
Okay, I do.
I, no, I, okay. Okay, I think I do hate him.
Yeah.
But I think I'm fascinated.
Oh, well, good.
You showed great concern for when I told you what was in that room.
Yeah. Well, I kind of feel nervous about bringing my snake out now because it's never bitten anyone, but I feel like...
Yeah.
We should do an experiment.
We should do an experiment.
You got to go to YouTube. You know go to monsters.fm
right
now. But
I kind of feel like maybe you shouldn't touch it.
No, no, because now I'm even older, and if he bites me... I'm biting it back.
This one is over 10 feet.
Yeah, how are you in the ugly bank right now?
You know, I've been thoroughly blessed.
Arnaz Jay is here. He's going to be at the Improv all weekend long.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
You got to see this man. You got to see him alive. He's one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet.
Oh, my God.
It's Arnaz Jay. He's going to be there at the Improv. He's going to be with us, and we'll be live on our YouTube channel during the break.
Wow.
And we may bring a live snake in here.
Jump on now.
And see how well Arnaz does with it.
Y'all got a jock strap because I don't want this snake
getting
nervous. All right, the one you're going to bring in here and, you know, jealous or anything like that. I just
don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Match of the Morning.
Music festival in Vegas is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
Lightstream.com. Lightstream.com can help you consolidate all your credit card loans and pay one low. This morning's on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We got a full house today because it's Friday, so you can check it all out. And you can see what's going on during the breaks when you go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm, and we are live on our YouTube channel today. And special guest, let me tell you all's here. We got a crowd of folks. Jeff Howell's here with us.
Of course,
Angel's running the board. We got Carlos. We got Savannah. Carlos. Ryan Holmes is making sure everything's happening on YouTube for
Ryan.
You. And Arnaz Jay is here. I was trying to think. You've been here at least five times,
at
right?
At least.
Every year.
I think y'all need to have me more.
Anytime, brother.
Only because I like... Oh, my God.
Oh, God almighty. Get that thing away from me.
Oh, my
Savannah
God.
Savannah just walked in with the biggest...
Hold on.
Oh, my
Hold
God.
Go to monsters.fm. Right now, go to monsters.fm and click on YouTube, and you will see the biggest snake you've ever seen in your life, and Savannah has it around her. This is insane.
Oh, my God.
What? Come over to the mic, girl.
Her name's Kitty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's okay, looking Kitty. For the... Look at okay, what kind of snake is it?
She's a Burmese python.
I used to have
How one. Much does that one weigh?
She's really heavy.
Well, that's very, very accurate, Samantha.
She's a specialist, folks.
I don't know what to tell you.
Actually, the snake just said the same thing.
Russ just had... Like, oh, my God. Russ just ran out.
It did a little tongue thing on me.
Oh, just saying hello, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a fan. So, Arnaz,
man, all I can think about is a pair of pants right now.
So, at Burmese python, I used to have one. They grow as big as much as you feed them, right?
Oh, my God.
Really big. Like,
here, somebody give her a mic. Come over here.
Go over by Arnaz.
that's good. That's good. Yeah. Take a snake by the black man.
obviously tasty towards him.
If you didn't hear the last segment, Arnaz J has had two experiences with snakes. One when he was 11, one when he was a grown man, and they both bit him.
Oh, my God.
What a beautiful snake.
Oh, my God.
So does something like that, Arnaz, does that freak you out, or are you just mesmerized?
I'm more mesmerized.
Wow.
Wait, I mean, I'm looking at him like he's, I mean, she, that.
Yeah, you want to get it right. You don't want to get her pissed off.
Yeah.
This is Kitty. Kitty's the biggest Burmese python that Gatorland has. We have a bunch of different snakes.
How long?
She's probably 12. She's at least. 12 feet.
Can I pet her?
Yeah.
Oh, that freaks me out.
Do they respond to petting like furry animals do?
Here's what she thinks right now. Wow, this is a really warm tree I'm sitting on.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't think much more than that.
I don't know. I mean, if you build a relationship, I guess any animal will interact with you differently.
What type of meat is on that sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, that's chicken salad.
No. I'm going to tell you a true story.
Oh, no. Don't tell me this.
Chicken salad sandwich made by a snake.
Yeah. I'm fishing once again.
You love some fishing.
I'm fishing, and I hear another hiss, It's a king. I'm hearing this hiss. I look behind my chair
because
I'm sitting at the edge of the water.
Right.
It's a king snake wrapping itself around my chicken liver because I'm fishing for catfish at the time.
Yeah.
It's wrapping itself trying to get into my chicken liver bucket.
Because it smells delicious.
It smells the chicken, I guess. Yep. Am I? Is that?
Well, anytime they smell stuff like that, if it's hungry, they'll eat it. I've seen cottonmouth actually eat vomit from a bird.
Oh my!
Like
God.
I saw him scrape it into a circle and then eat it. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
So Arnez, the way that Savannah's holding that snake right now, is that something you would do? Like if they wanted for that snake?
Well, I have held snakes before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But this, if you want to go to monsters.fm.
Oh, you mean a reptilian?
Yeah.
No, I would hold a snake, but I would do it. Anything that goes around my neck, I would get nervous.
See, the way it's wrapped around her right now, okay, if that python decided to just squeeze.
How do we save your life?
She knows what to do. But an average human probably is going to start, number one, he's going to go into panic mode.
Right. Well, the first thing is from a berm, don't pull away because all their teeth are hooked this way. So if you pull away, that just rips stuff.
Oh, if it
so
bites
you kind of got to let them bite and sit. Right,
it looks for the food.
It's like it likes coconut water. Arnez, I think it smells Arnez. I genuinely think it smells Arnez.
That's what I think. I think Arnez has something in your pheromones.
Yeah,
make snakes react to you differently.
And I have no.
I've never seen a snake look at somebody like Arnez.
Did you see it on our YouTube right now?
It loves you, Arnez. Yeah. Go to monsters.fm and you can see this love, this trance that it has in Arnez's
Arnez
eyes.
Arnez and snake love.
If you get too close, you're going to be a belt.
if you guys are wondering the kind of snakes that are the ones that are invasive in South Florida, you can go to YouTube right now and go to iHeart Monsters and you can see.
So, Arnez, I know you're a Florida boy.
Yeah.
I know you love fish. Snakes don't seem to bother you. If they ask you to be on that television show, Naked and Afraid, would you do that? You live out in the...
You know I'm going to brag, so go ahead.
have you done it?
No, Naked and Afraid, though, but I'm not going to be the one afraid if I get naked. That's all I'm telling you.
You think you could survive?
Oh, look at my road manager rubbing it.
Oh.
Look at him rubbing.
Oh, man.
That snake gonna bite you, Carlos. He's gonna bite you in the back of your neck, man. You have some hot sauce. Look at you, dude. That kind of looks kind of horny.
Because you know,
that way, when she goes all the way to you.
Okay.
On those shows, people usually end up eating snakes, and I'm curious if you could eat a snake if you had to.
I feel like Jake the Snake Roberts.
F a snake up. let it be a bottle of hot sauce around. See what happens. And see what happens.
You know what? I ate rat before.
You ate what?
Rat.
You know what? I can believe you.
not even doubted for a second, right?
Yeah, not one shot. If I need to survive, I'm going to be with you, baby.
Yeah, because I'm going to survive.
I know you are.
I know
you're not afraid.
What was your friend's name? Jenkins.
Yeah.
I would have been the one that ate the two-day dead snake.
Oh, my God.
Savannah ate rat.
But wait a minute. But let me ask you this. It was a one-day dead rattler.
Now, I might not have eaten that.
That still carries venom, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
It's venom, but it has to be injected. It can't be swallowed.
Okay, well, he swallowed and they pumped his stomach.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they pumped.
Oh, yeah. When she ate rat, she was in Cuba, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But don't tell anyone that when you go there, you'll get arrested.
You had a Cuban rat, a koala. Yeah.
It was about that fat.
And that's not a rat. That's a miniature horse.
The weird thing is the rat was disgusted.
Why did you eat it? Was it at a restaurant?
Because it was food. And people don't.
Oh, you were surviving.
No. I mean, it was just food, and it was what was for dinner. So that's what we
at
ate
at a restaurant.
No. I have friends that I don't speak Spanish, but I go to Cuba every year and stay with families. It's kind of an adopted American program. Oh,
and she goes looking for the Cuban crocodiles.
You know, so you don't like the government.
I didn't even say that. I'm just saying I go there a lot.
You don't like the government.
I don't like a lot of things.
I know you, and you, your heart. It's you have a
my heart
a soaring
is wild.
Heart.
Oh yeah.
You
have a soaring heart. Arnez, you want to try on a snake?
No,
sorry. It's heavy, isn't it, Carlos?
No, the reason I'm saying that because I got a lot of pheromones and cologne.
I know. I want you to hold it because I want to take a picture, but I'm afraid to let you.
No. How about you, Russ?
Hell no. Get that somewhere for me.
Because serious bits. If she turns to bite, I'm gonna bite her. I'm a biter. I'm gonna let you know. And I got some strong teeth. I got a bite ratio that's pretty powerful.
That's the biggest snake I've ever seen.
Yeah. Is it really?
It's not the biggest one I've seen.
No, where'd you see a bigger one?
I seen a bigger one actually in the Everglades.
Oh, so you do love hunting and fishing, don't
yeah,
you?
I, you know what?
It was in the wild?
Here's a strange thing. Yeah. I can't hunt.
Oh, you can't?
I'm afraid. I will not shoot an animal.
Yeah, I don't like shooting.
I can't do
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
I won't do it.
Yeah.
But
because, what about stabbing? Because
fish, my heart won't allow me to do it. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I killed a bird one time. I used to make these sling. You know,
sure.
Boys in Florida, we used to make those slingshots.
Yeah. The ones with
more powerful than a wrist rocket.
Oh, wrist rocket? Oh.
No, we homemade.
Oh, okay.
I can make one right now. It's about as powerful as a .22.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we had these stillies.
Yeah.
And hand to God. There was a bird at the top of a tree, I don't know if it was a cardinal, and I hit him. And when I hit it, I seen
the agony.
I seen what it did. Oh, and when he fell to the ground, and when he fell to the ground, the stilly was still in his little skull.
Oh.
And then I'm going to tell you the real story.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's what happened. I'm telling you, you got to keep the mouth away. Keep the mouth away, because I'm telling you, I'm sweet. Animals like, I don't know what it is.
It licked me, but okay, he's coming close to Arnaz.
Oh, okay.
I got the head.
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness. If you're on YouTube right now, you need to go to YouTube and see what is happening.
They're wrapping the snake around Arnaz J.
They smell delicious.
Does Arnaz smell good?
Arnaz smells so good.
Hold on.
If that snake bites Arnaz in the face, we're going to get sued, guys.
Mia, this is my wife, Mia. If anything happens, Mayday. If anything happened, the white people did it, man. The white people did it.
The white people did it.
Oh, and one Cuban, one Cubano, his name is Carlos. Find them, man.
You know, I think that snake liked you. He didn't bite you or anything.
Oh, my God. I didn't look at him.
he didn't look the entire
time. I didn't
time.
Look at him.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
I'm going to tell you the experience of that.
Yes.
When that snake laid down and touched on me.
Yes.
The anxiety goes up right to the point of my head.
Yeah.
But then you start to become relaxed.
Yeah.
But you never really get nervous unless the head is close by.
You're right. Oh,
yeah. And you know what's funny, too? You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's always the first place that people want to touch. They always do this. They go,
Can I
touch the head?
Yeah.
It's a human being thing. I've seen it way too much for it not to be real. But then you get nervous when it gets close to your face.
Yeah.
But you think it's okay
to
grab it in the face. And it doesn't even have arms to be like, hey, back off.
Yeah, and I got a rescue dog that was a pit bull.
Yeah.
And his mouth was close to my ear one time. And I said, what am I doing? What am I doing? Yeah. I had to slide. I'm like, wait a minute, bro. Well, and your breath stink too.
I love when Arnaz J comes in here.
At any time, it could have snapped.
Yeah.
It's still an animal that's not human.
Oh, I know. All right, listen, we have to take another break. Can you stay for another segment? I always ask you to stay forever.
Thank you. I surely don't mind.
All right, it's Arnaz J. You
Shows
can see him.
Selling out at the Improv, just letting you know. Ooh.
See him at the Improv. He's going to stick around for another segment. You want to watch us on YouTube right now because this big-ass snake is in here, and I'm going to run out of the room. So you want to check it out, go to monsters.fm or iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Oh, man, you missed it during the break, man. You got to check out what everybody, almost everybody got to hold a snake. Welcome out to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos. Jeff Howell's with us today. Ryan Holmes is making sure everybody can watch us on YouTube. We appreciate that. And,
nice
and our
work,
special
dude.
Guest is Arnaz J with Savannah. And Savannah brought in a big snake called Kitty.
Man, ain't no such thing as a little one.
I know. Hey, you know what? We're doing something else tonight, Arnaz J, and I'm curious.
Talk to me.
Before I ask him, do you think Arnaz J can do what we're doing tonight?
Absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Angel, do you think Arnaz J can do? Oh, you say yes. Savannah, what do you think?
He's probably one of the best ones.
Ooh, Ryan Holmes, what do you think? Arnaz J, do you think he can do what we're doing tonight?
Oh, absolutely. This guy's awesome.
Arnaz J, can you roller skate?
What?
See, I told you!
What? Can you roller skate?
What?
Yeah?
Dude, my middle name is Roller.
you really can roller skate.
No, I might be the best in the country. I don't know where y'all got that information from, but I might be the best in the country.
Well, we're having a big skate night tonight. Back to school skate night. People come to Astro Skate 6 to 8 p.m.
If y'all would have told me and warned me ahead of time, I would have, seriously, even after my show, I would have came. I would have brought my skate.
It's before your show.
Hey, you have your rubber wheels, pure urethane, precision.
Yes.
I don't tie them up.
No.
No toe stops.
No toe stops.
No toe stops.
No toe stops.
You're the real deal.
My trucks are loose.
Oh. What?
My struts are loose under the bottom.
Are you the kind that can skate without them laced up?
Without them laced up? Yeah, no, really?
I groove. You don't even understand.
Oh, man, I knew it.
And right now you'd be like,
oh, you don't even. And I grab that little kneecap at the side.
Yeah.
Pull that one leg up. So as soon as you pull that leg up, the women go, oh. Back at him like a passenger.
Yeah.
So do you used to skate a lot when you were a kid? Or
I skated even as, you don't even understand, dude.
Really?
I skate. Man, dude.
Ross, okay. You don't know
y'all, us. Y'all just got to my heart. Y'all don't understand.
We're trying to get to your heart today.
I'm going to tell you, I was one of the first ones to make skates with, you know, the pom-poms.
Yeah.
We opened up the pom-poms, cut them in squares, and glue them around the skate and put a big crown around the back.
What?
So it looked like a robe, like a crown, and different color. Mine were black and pink with the bells. So as soon as you go around the corner, you hear that ching, ching. Everybody started doing that. And then one day, I came up there and I said, you know what? I'm going to wear some pajamas to the skating rink. I wore some pajamas. That next Sunday, everybody had on pajamas. And I said, girl, that ain't no pajama. That's a negligee, but you can roll it.
Wow. Well, it's tonight, man. 6 to 8. If you want to come out.
He's got a show.
What's your first show?
My first show, I think it's at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
so
gotcha.
I got to get prepared. Oh, yeah. I would definitely.
Hopefully next year.
I'm going to tell you something. No, next year it's on.
Okay.
Even if I'm not performing here, you call me, I'm coming.
I got you.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
And back in the day, and in skating, you have to understand. When I say I lived at the skating rink,
really,
I lived. That was like going to the park, driving around the park.
Yeah, yeah.
At that skating rink, and one thing about, and this is how you know if you can skate. A real skater that can just get them on, can get it.
Yeah,
cannot wear rental skates.
Hell no.
Cannot wear rental.
They
will fall down every single time.
Yeah, they went and bought their own skates for tonight.
A real skater that has been accustomed to his skates, if I put on a pair of rental skates, you would think that I couldn't skate at all.
That's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would fall at every turn. You cannot, because my skates are a groove to what I do.
Yeah.
When I say my trucks are the bottom,
yeah,
where the wheels are. Mine are loose. I keep them loose, both sides, front and back. No toe stops.
You're the guy I'm envious of. When I go to the skating ring, and that's why we're doing the skate party, I go with my daughter, and I would see these guys, Russ, and they're skating with no socks, the tongue of
flapping,
and I'm like, you're going to break your ankle.
Yeah, flapped all the way down.
Yeah.
But that's when you get in your sweetness. Yes, that's when you get in your sweetness.
It's sexy.
If I would have been on that skate floor, what's your skate, your snake's name?
Kitty.
She would come after me. Kitty would slither on the floor.
Oh, man.
Dude, next year, we
plan this whole thing, and we're having people bring supplies for kids back to school.
Do you know how much fun that is?
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
You got a real good DJ.
Oh, that's right there. One of the best DJs in Orlando right there, DJ Angel Boom right there.
Hey, Angel!
Oh, what's up, Poppy?
Yeah. I didn't even see you about that, man.
No, he is. He's been voted the best DJ many years.
Now, believe it or not, I know I'm taking up a lot of time, but that song, Roll Bass, Bounce.
Yeah.
Bounce.
Believe it or not, I did not like that song when I skated.
What?
Why?
Because everybody looked mechanical.
What did you like to skate to?
Yeah.
What was your song?
When it came on.
You don't even understand.
Arnaz would lose his mind.
Set It Off.
Set It Off.
And
what were some of your tricks you would do?
You don't even understand. Isley Brothers, when you play any.
Oh, why? You're going to take it back to Isley Brothers.
Oh, you're going
to
make me get naked. Oh, now imagine. Oh, my God. Listen to that. Oh, my God. Can you see you got that's that real escape right there. That right there escape.
It's the whistle. The whistle said go.
Yeah, yeah. When you go around that curve, you hit that kneecap, you dip it, and the girls go, ow. You look back like that passed away car.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, that's right there.
This is all live on YouTube right now, by the way.
I'm a rhythm skater. I'm about rhythm.
Here's the problem. I don't even think you can help me. I'm nervous about tonight.
He's very nervous.
I'm not a rhythm anything.
You know what?
And I'm afraid if I fall, you know, I'm a big boy.
Let me tell you, I'm going to break
two or three bones.
Let me tell you why you're going to be loved.
Why?
Because you're just going to be you. And when you're you, kids love who you are.
Okay. Yeah. They love parents when you
love
fall.
Who you are.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to come there every year to see you fall.
Yeah. They're going to tell you, your skates are even more nervous.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
They're not,
yeah. I'm a little nervous about it, but it's going to be fun. And it's, you know, this is one of the first things the radio station is doing where, like, kids can come.
Yeah.
Like, normally we just do adult things.
Yeah.
So now, you know, like, adults can bring their kids. I think it's going to be a big crowd.
I think it's going to be a really big night. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of school supplies for the kids, and Arnaz will come out next week. Right here, this part?
Oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God.
Out of all the things, who would have known that you love fishing and skating?
Oh, my God. Fishing, skating, and baseball. All day long.
And baseball.
Florida boy.
All day
Who's
long.
Your favorite baseball team? What?
Well, it's Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
But, you know, my son got drafted, and then he messed that up.
Oh, wow.
He messed that up. Yep.
But he got drafted.
What happened?
What happened?
That's what God broke his car down.
Yeah, you know, don't get caught with cannabis as a rookie.
That sucks.
And then he was supposed to, he was in Roswell, New Mexico. And
really?
Had some, but you know what?
Life happens.
Well, you know, he was going to go back, but I said, no, I think you need to get your life straight.
How old is he now?
He's now 26.
Damn.
I said, you need to get your life straight right now.
Damn.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right now.
Wow.
How's he dealing with that? I mean, because you know, there's great opportunity.
One thing about a baseball player, if it doesn't get out their system, and his name was Jelani Johnson, you can look at him, he was with the puffer fish.
Okay.
That's what they were called. But if until they get it out their system, they're really haven't started their lives yet.
Sure, gotcha.
They have to get it out their system.
Yeah.
And it's hard for a baseball player, because one thing about baseball, you play so many games all your life, and you work hard to get there.
Right.
And when you're right there, and you know you got the talent. Because even in high school, he would have been drafted out of 36th round.
Wow.
But he was only weighing like 120.
You had to get some weight.
You had to get some weight, and they wanted him to get a little fat. But he was a switch hitter. Nasty glove.
Damn.
Nasty glove. And I can call it out. When I say nasty glove, and y'all know Altuve is just...
Oh, sure.
Is the man.
Mm-hmm.
Altuve's glove ain't like my son.
Damn.
And I call him out.
And I
got so much respect and so much praise for that young brother.
You must have invested a lot of time, because to get your boy where he was at, man...
Oh,
I taught
him.
I mean,
I used to throw him 400 balls a day on each side.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Really?
I turned him around switch hitting at 9 years old.
Yeah, wow. Man.
He fought me for 3 years until he hit a home run from the left.
And he
got popped from both sides.
That's why I hate when people look at LeBron and they he's just a big 6'9". No, he took 1,000 shots a day.
It ain't such a thing as being a big or little anything.
Uh-uh.
When you become a superstar in any game, it ain't because you didn't work at it. The only person that might not have worked at it was my friend Ken Griffey. He's just naturally God-gifted.
They're the Randy Mosses of the world.
Yeah,
they're just
God-gifted, period. Didn't need to work out.
Yep, we were just talking about Deion Sanders yesterday, who God-gifted. But you know what? They also had the work ethic behind all that.
Yeah.
You know?
If you don't, you know what my one of my motto is, and especially on my Instagram page, if you don't sweat, your goal won't be met.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. How can people follow you on
Just go to rnsj.com. I mean, RNSJ Comedy. I'm sorry. Just go to RNSJ Comedy, and it'll pull up everything. You know, and I promise you, I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can.
What can people look forward to tonight at the Improv, man?
Stupidness. We're trying to get ready for my new special. We're getting ready to tape, if God wills, called Everything is Funny Until I Get to Your Race. Trump didn't want to play. I'm going to show you how to play this game.
Well, with everybody being so politically correct, does it make comedy more difficult now or not?
It doesn't for me.
Yeah.
Because I talk about everybody not in a demonic or demeaning way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I talk about that's just the way it is with us.
Yeah.
Like the old thing I did where, you know, white people, stop telling on black people, okay? You tell on us too much, we know we steal, but if you stop telling us, we might steal you something. Let's see what we got. I said, because the Latinos are sitting back, hey, what you got, homes? You know, I could have told, but I didn't.
See, no, no, easy.
Hey, you're gonna share or what? You wear a thing. It don't matter. I try on.
So everybody's coming at you. Coming at everybody. We
I come
that.
At every nice. Like, but this next, this new one. Oh, the Indians, Africans, and. The Indians, Africans, and Asians. Oh, y'all getting it.
Okay.
Especially well, Indians. Y'all getting it.
Let me tell you, Arnaz J, let me tell you something. Every time you come in here, always say, I love when that guy comes in. When I found out you were coming this week, I'm like, oh, yes, it's Arnaz J. You're one of the funniest guys, and we really do appreciate you coming and visiting us again.
I have to give you big props because the second time that Golden State played Cleveland, the second time.
You are right.
Yeah. You were in here, and everybody was telling, oh, man, he doesn't know. You said, I'm telling you, Cleveland's going to take it. They're going to take it. And we're all going, that's just Arnaz talking. Damn it.
You are so right.
They got lulled to sleep. I called this one.
Yes.
I said, when they were playing, because people thought when they were playing Indiana.
Yeah.
They were going to lose.
I said, dude.
Yeah.
They're going to the championship, and they're going to lose. And the second game, you know it's over.
Yeah.
So what happened?
You called it, man. It was crazy. It again.
I'm a horrible gambler.
Yeah.
But if you can get me next year's Super Bowl.
Hey, what do you think of LeBron and the Lakers? What do you think he's going to do? Anything he's going to take them?
They're going to be competitive because one of the Lakers' key components that he's going to need is going to get hurt.
Ooh. Who's that?
The key component. I'm not going to call a name. Because
just
I don't
remember,
want, I,
somebody
I don't
write
want,
this down.
I don't
remember
want nobody saying, I wish that on him.
Okay, yeah. So you're saying, okay, you know, yeah, you're being general. That's cool. So somebody who he needs will get hurt right beforehand and it will not allow him to win the championship.
It won't allow them to go past the second round.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's going to be hurt. And on that trade deadline, look for them to grab somebody that just got traded.
Nice. All right.
All right. Arnaz J is going to be the improv all weekend long. Always a pleasure to see you, man. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to Cooper. Cooper is on The Walking Dead, and he's in the new movie, Shazam. And we'll talk to Cooper when we come back. And you can watch all this live on YouTube. You're listening to The Monster in the Morning.
What do you do when you love somebody? And everything is going wrong, oh no. Nobody knows the way you feel about it. That's only you know. You can't leave it alone. Ah, here we go again.
Hell, I ain't asking Arnaz to leave. You stay right there. You hang out if you want to. Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. We're broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. You ain't got to go. You can always stay, man. No, no, hell no.
Bye, we love you.
I just said, look, I ain't asking Arnaz to leave because
I gave old boy my number, man. Call me. Oh, yeah. He has my number.
It's a really special kind of person that can make you feel like you've known him their whole life.
Oh, I know. We've just been hanging. Hey, thank you, buddy. Like I said, I wasn't going to ask you to leave. Hey, you hang out if you want to. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos. Of course, Savannah's here, Jeff Howe, and we have a special guest. It's Cooper. No, look, we're going to send him over there.
Yeah,
let's send him over that way. Ryan Holmes can come back and be in his spot. I just had everybody move around because I wasn't going to ask him to leave. He's so much fun and such a good guy.
They forgot. He said they were having so much fun, they forgot.
I know. Sorry, Ryan. I just wanted to make room for everybody because we had a full house. But Cooper is here. Cooper was with us last year for Christmas when we did did our Christmas fundraising event. You came and you helped us raise a lot of money. And of course, you're back in town, and I know you're staying at Carlos's house. For those those that don't know, Cooper was in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, he is in The Walking Dead.
Still in The Walking Dead. And in the new movie coming out, Shazam. And I'm interested about that for sure. But how you doing, man?
I'm doing really good. That we put the snake over my shoulders, so I'm still a little jittery from that.
And you're a big guy, you know, but like me, I mean, well, not like me, I was too afraid to do it. You did it. But you have a fear of snakes too, right?
Oh, yeah, a great fear. Thank you for letting me fight that, not conquer it.
I didn't know that, and you just got up, and it seemed, you seemed pretty comfortable
with
it.
Yeah, you didn't seem afraid. Usually I can tell when people are really scared. You masked it very, but you're an actor. Dang it!
He's an actor.
My voice was really high pitched, though. I didn't know I could do that.
Hey, Cooper, you're currently still on The Walking Dead.
Yes.
What are some other television shows or other projects you've done before?
Well, I did that. I did that movie, Den of Thieves, that came out in February.
Yeah, you've seen it. It's with
Den of Thieves was awesome, dude. That was slept on, but that was great. Your part was great. That seemed like a lot of fun. Like a fun set.
What was it about? What was it?
It's about these.
Well, tell them who's in it first.
Yeah, well, we got Gerard Butler. We had 50 Cent. 50 Cent.
Sounds like me. 50 Cent.
It was a really big cast, and obviously Coop was a big part of that cast. And it was a run and gun. I haven't seen it yet either, but you said it was a blast.
It was really cool way to do a heist film, I thought. Was that a cool, fun set to be on? Because it seems like a lot of testosterone on the set.
You know, and that's the thing. There's a lot of like professional fighters that were on the set. but when you have like really good fighters, there's not a lot of and they're not at work fighting, and they're just there to shoot a movie. They're relaxed. It's a great time.
They're a calm. That's what they say. A lot of these great fighters are actually really calm in real life because they get their aggression out.
And they've already proved themselves.
They don't gotta prove to anybody. Yeah.
It's the people watching that get a little.
Yeah, Max Holloway was in there.
Max Holloway. Yeah,
yeah, the champion.
Mike Bisping had a little thing at the end, but people would come up to him and say, "Hey, you know, I think I could take you in a fight."
Oh my god, really?
Like,
oh
instead of saying hello, I'm a fan. They go, "Yeah, I think I can. I think I could take you on." And he's like, "Oh, I'm sure you could." You know, and he's like,
"Yeah,
he would kill you."
Yeah, yeah. These are literally people that could kill you within 5 seconds and put you in a hold that you'd be literally crying like a baby.
So last year, when you came and helped us with the Christmas event, I remember there was you were going to film, you know, Shazam, but we couldn't say anything about it because it was still, you know, kind of a secret. But so you've already filmed it, correct?
Yes, we finished
it. And so you could talk about some of it. You can't give anything away, but you can talk about some of it. I saw the trailer, and I think it looks great, and I think it's going to save DC. But how are you feeling about being in it, and what can you tell us about the upcoming movie Shazam?
Well, being in it, one, this cast, the crew was great. We shot in Toronto, which... freezing, you know, and to them, you know, the Canadians like, "Oh, you should have been here a month ago." I was like, "Well, I mean, it was like 22 degrees Celsius, which I think is, or like, no, I'm sorry, it was 0 degrees Celsius."
Yeah,
and
you're a Georgia boy, so
this is it was not working for me.
Yeah,
Cass was getting sick. I was the only one that didn't get sick because we just stayed inside. I was like, "Nope, I'm not gonna."
Is it that cold? Where you didn't even want to leave?
It was so cold. I mean, I did not want to leave, but when you did, the streets were empty. People were in like black coats. And then on the last day of filming, it was a beautiful spring day and everyone was outside.
That's what I saw when I went to Vancouver too. It would be kind of gloomy. And then when the sun came out, it was like every race, religion, creed, size. It was really cool.
So, anyway, this cast is awesome. But what I love about the trailer is that it's actually none of... You know, when a lot of trailers, you're like, "Oh, that's their money shot." None of that was.
Oh,
in this
really? Because the trailer, I know it over at it was MegaCon in San Diego. It got a lot of great reviews. People were like, "Oh, this looks really good. It's going to be something good for DC because they haven't had so many great ones." And so this looks really good. What part do you play?
I play it's about a kid named Billy Batson. When he says the magical word Shazam, he turns into Shazam.
Oh, yeah. Russ knows. He wanted to be the kid for a long time.
Oh, no, Samson, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury, Shazam!
He knows it. He's ready. Yeah. I play his, the character Billy. He's a foster kid, and he's been going from all these different homes, and, I'm the most recent home he comes to, and so I play this foster dad that takes care of all these kids. And it's it's a different experience for me. I'm not a dad.
Is this the first time you've been casted as a father?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird for me because the kids do these little things where they're in on something and I have no clue what's going on, and I'm the guy that just walks in. I'm like, huh. I thought I heard something. I'm like,
so you're like a normal day.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh, am I playing that role now? Is that what's happening? So, which is really fun for me. But these kids, these actors, they're so talented, and they're professional. They're fun. They're charming, and they're quick. And what was so great about this script, and this is one of the best scripts I've read. What was so great about it was that it actually led. Made it so that we could ad lib.
Nice.
Which is really weird. You would think with such a great script, you wouldn't add to it, but you felt you're so sure of what your character would do.
Wow.
And what they were like in the script that you just knew what choices they would make.
And the director was cool with that.
Oh, yeah. No, they loved it.
Wow.
And we would throw it in just, it's like, okay.
Well, I've talked about this before, on Walking Dead, you can't take out a comma.
Oh, really? Like, so it's real strict. Oh,
how dare you take out a comma?
Yeah, it's and Coop and I have talked about it. Other actors have talked about it. Of course, you want to be able to do like, well, I got a good idea for this. But how long do these writers take to write these scripts?
Right. It's months. I mean, there's months of planning. And so, as an actor, it's one. It's a fun challenge. When you see something, you're like, oh, I would say it like this. It's like, yeah, well, that's not you. And these guys have like agonized over, should it be they or all of them?
But
something like that, and you decide to say they, and they're like, no, we said all of them. No,
it has to be that way. Yeah. Now, what's the name of your character on Walking Dead?
Jerry,
okay. And so for this name, in Shazam, your character's name is?
Victor Vasquez.
Victor Vasquez. And so have you seen the whole movie yet? Has there been a premiere of it yet?
No. I think they have a lot of special effects to work on. And all that, yeah. But I mean, it's...
Do they have a release date?
April 5th. April 5th, 2019. So it's
It looks good, man. I think it looks funny, and most of the DC things aren't funny. So
it's funny without reaching. It's not like trying to just make jokes. It's just funny because of the situation lending to itself, and it's such a good-hearted script. That I'm really looking forward.
And, is the DC world? Do they add in like Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman and everything? Since it's the world of DC,
This is part of the world.
It is.
Yeah. So you actually see one of the kids. He actually wears. You can see in the trailer. He wears different T-shirts from the different superheroes.
Yeah. I saw throughout. That.
Yeah, and that was Freddie Freeman, Jack Grazer. He was. He was Eddie in It. He was the
kid in It. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that kid's amazing. I mean, he talks so fast.
That's why It was so good, too. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to go skating with us tonight?
I am, actually, yes.
When you're an actor like that, I mean, is there any concern about you falling and hurting yourself? And I mean, do you have any kind of a clause about anything where you can't do things that could injure you? Or
I'm not supposed to do things that are out of my normal activity. Okay. But luckily, I have a rollerblader.
Like
the cool kids inline skating, street hockey. I'll revisit that past.
And when does filming start again for Walking Dead for you?
Filming started back in May, April. Yeah, I came right from Canada. Like we wrapped Shazam, and the next day I was back on Walking Dead. So
is it hard to switch characters like that? It wasn't really.
Yeah. It was just weird for me because it's a different environment.
We're
going from a movie where we were doing maybe 2-3 pages a day back to a TV show where it's like, all right, do the entire script in a day, 8 pages a day, and it's crazy. But also just these two different characters, and I'm like, no, that's how Victor would have said, okay, how do I...
Did you find yourself going, oh my God, the kids are outside the fence?
Did they do the dishes? Yeah. Wait, there are no dishes here. Yeah.
Hey, Cooper, we appreciate you coming in, buddy. And thank you for coming with us tonight to go skating. We appreciate that.
We're going to have fun.
Yeah. All right. Seeing everybody.
All right, listen, once again, we're live on YouTube right now. You can check it out by going to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. In about 5 minutes, your opportunity to win tickets for two to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas is coming. So you listen for the keywords, and you go ahead and text them to 200-200, and you could win. When we come back, Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos, the number one and number two song in all the land, so you know what's cool. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Room shifting is entering.
Festival in Vegas is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From Radio.
Hey, good luck winning that, man. We need some people from Orlando to get that that trip to Vegas.
Oops.
Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Jeff Howell, who I got a question here for you, Jeff.
Yes.
Someone says they're at the Burnett Financial Advisory Group. They're sitting around the office arguing about the name of the I can't believe they're talking about this. The name of the band you were in with Bubba in the 70s.
Yes.
The Sheik's Lounge.
Yes. That would be Clutch,
right. That's what I thought.
The 50s band.
The 50s band, yeah. So there you go. There's the answer to your question. Ryan Holmes is here. Cooper's hanging out with us.
Yeah, man.
Of course, we've got Angel and Savannah. But right now, I'm sorry, Carlos and Savannah. And now Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. Or to ones and twos.
Damn. Wow. That's Friday, everybody.
I'm ready to go.
And we ain't even done beer of the weekend.
Angel, I have to tell you. They were gone by the time I got back here, but out in the hallway, the Rumba or whatever.
Rumba.
They have 10 finalists in the Miss Latino whatever thing. 20-year-old girls out there, just gorgeous.
Right now?
No, yeah, right now.
I'm going to take this snake out there.
I dare you.
Yeah.
I dare you.
We'll take the camera.
Hey,
we'll
tonight,
do that for you too.
You can hear Angel tonight from 10 till midnight, and that's What the Hell's Angel listening to right here on Real Radio 104.1.
Yeah, but from 6 to 8, you're going to hear an amazing set at Astroskate by the one and only DJ Angel.
DJ
and I'm so excited to hear your set, brother. My wife and I cannot wait.
It's going to be fun. I've been going over it. It'll be a good time. So
yes.
Absolutely. Ones and Twos brought to you by Slow and Low Barbecue. If you're heading out to the coast, they got two locations, Cocoa Beach and Vieira. Make that part of your weekend getaway. If you're out there already, you know how good it is. Joel and his wife are amazing, and they're great, and I love you guys, and thank you so much for sponsoring the segment.
Me too. Thanks
Joel
for making
and Nicole.
Delicious food that I hope you bring by
hands.
Yep. Today.
Oh, my God.
So ones and twos, we're going to break it down. A couple of most popular songs going on in the country right now.
All right.
And this is probably, this today is indicative of what the summer anthems are for this summer so far. Coming in at number two.
You, girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want when I come through. I need a girl like you, I need a girl like you, I need a girl like you. I spent last night on the
This is Maroon 5,
Maroon 5
and it features Cardi B. A little tidbit, if you get a chance to watch the music video, Orlando Pride's own Alex Morgan makes a cameo in the video. The video's really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so if you get a chance, go check that out.
I was wondering who that was. There's a bunch of ladies in that, and that's smart. Cool video. Hot dude.
Yeah. All right, so that's coming in at number two. Coming in at number one.
You've been learning, and when you get to shop, it's Drake, right?
You're gonna do the dance, Savannah, with the snake?
I can't stand up.
Snakes all over.
I didn't even realize you had the snake on your lap this whole time.
It looks like your camouflage.
It does look like your camouflage band.
Yeah, I know.
She's being a good girl.
Do you love me? Are you riding?
You never know me, but beside me, and I want to. And I need you.
I've been watching so many of these videos.
Oh, yeah.
Those so challenges.
Shiggy challenge.
You're right.
If you want to go down a wormhole real quick and lose yourself, look up the Zoom challenge.
Yeah, no.
The one where they pull them.
Yeah.
And when they do it with the little kids. I'm not supposed to laugh as hard as I laugh, but
it's funny as hell. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, moving into country music, coming in at number two.
Spelling is fun.
I'm just passing time. God, I'm just passing through. On my way to you.
Huh. I've not heard this one.
Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every bridge,
I'm
left behind me.
Is that Chris, No, not Chris, huh?
It's not Billy.
Not Chris Stapleton.
Fred?
Is it Tony?
No, I know it's not Chris Stapleton. I thought it was Chris Young.
No, it's Cody Johnson.
Oh.
On My Way to You.
Okay.
I thought that was Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Coming in at number two.
Honestly, I said this the other day. It's really true. Because I really hate that Florida Georgia Line song so much, the one where they spell the word simple, and it's on every time. I stop listening to country music. Like, that one song makes me not even put on a channel because I'm afraid that stupid song's going to come on. I'm just listening to the metal now.
Is it because you're afraid you have to figure out what they're spelling every time?
I think that's it. No, it sounds stupid. It's the first one to me that just sounds stupid. this song sounds stupid.
That's the first country song.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Coming in at number one
is the stupid song, right?
No.
Oh, I like this song.
Oh my God, this is horrific.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Bass fishing with the feet in. It's a smart song.
And this song don't bother you.
Cheating, goosebumps, just a creeping.
Creeping.
Yeah, we chilling on the weekend.
While this really bad song is on, I just want to say that Angel's shirt today is so on point.
Thank you.
And I love it.
Are they gators?
No, they're polka dots.
I thought we all were supposed to wear our shirts today for the skating tonight.
To the party, dude. You're like my daughter who dressed up for first day of school at 4 in the morning.
I thought we were supposed to. I got my Edgewater Eagles shirt on.
Oh, no, we noticed.
Ready to go.
It's actually Bo's shirt.
It was not only a shirt. It was a story and a shirt.
Yes, it was.
I like it.
And it's a little big on you.
What are you trying to say?
See, you been mad because you think I call you names and not be mean? That was mean.
It's Bo's shirt.
No, he said it's big on me. He meant that in a nice way.
No.
You know what? I'm giving you extra hints next week.
Hell yeah, right.
What he said was, it's a little big on you.
No, that's the way you heard it.
With a question mark?
That's the snake warmer over there. That's what she's trying to make a mess of this.
Yeah, you're trying to make a mess.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to the rock genre. And coming in at number two, again, this is a new single from these guys.
How are you?
Good.
That's badass. Should we know who this is?
This is a second single from these guys. I've been using them more and more for rejoins. This is The Struts. A couple weeks ago, their other song was the number one song.
That's good.
This comes in at number two. This is a new one from them. It's Prima Donna Like Me by The Struts.
That's cool. I like
that. That's great. Angel, I need to tell you something quick so you don't do it again. When you were playing the intro and no one was talking and you were in there and you were dancing and you put your hand down low to... I just happened to glance over at the YouTube video, and I was like,
oh my
whoa,
God.
What's Angel doing? Angel, why is he doing that in there?
Angel's killing the snake.
Angel's no, killing the snake. Why is he doing it?
Angel's making butter.
I just want you to
thank
know.
Thank you for the heads up, Bob.
If I had a busted-ass image up there, I would want you to let me know.
I appreciate that. Coming in number one, and this is really cool, and this guy is in a really cool pocket in his career, where he gets to do a lot of different things. And there's a film that goes along with this song that just dropped today. We're talking about Dave Grohl. I'll play the song for you in a little bit. I can't play it in its entirety.
Because there's some curse words?
No, because it's 22 minutes and 35 seconds long.
Oh, this was that project. He played every single instrument. Right? And he did wrote the whole thing, and it's 22 minutes long. It was an experiment, right?
It's just something that he was like, he's talking about his love for music and how sometimes something, you know, a music or a song will get its fingers in on him, and he just, you know, he has to figure out a way to get it out.
Yeah.
And so he documents this 22-minute, song. And it's really neat because he talks about this music program in Los Angeles where kids get to go and learn their craft and everything because, you know, the music programs are being pulled out of the schools. So he uses this, and it shows him learning how to play different instruments. I'll play a little bit of it for you. Like I said, it's instrumental.
Dave Grohl, who I like a lot. He's
me
cool.
Me too.
Thank you.
doing some opium.
So the whole, the whole thing's instrumental?
Yeah, and, that, and it, this part right there is not reflective of the whole song. There's a bunch of changes. There's,
it's all acoustic.
Yeah. There's no literature. And then as you watch the film, you see the recording process of how he did it.
Yeah.
He plays like four different drum sets in this.
I the love it. Cool. I love the artistry, man. That's great.
He's one of the best drummers ever.
Yeah.
He spells at the end of the song.
I mean, he's no Peter Criss, but whatever.
Peter Criss.
All right. And then I'm going to give you guys my pick of the week.
Yes, no.
Yo.
Little Savannah.
Carlos B.
Y'all ready to skate?
Yo, you think radio is easy, son? It ain't easy.
We work radio's hard, hard coming up in the game.
Radio's hard.
We work hard coming
radio's
up in the
hard.
Game.
Radio's hard.
We work hard
radio's
coming up
hard.
In the game.
We're killing this beautiful song with our ridiculous.
Sit in the chair.
Yeah. Back in the days,
skate,
digging in the crates,
rollerblades,
looking for tracks, loops, playing right records, the
strobe light.
You got a python in my pants.
I want it to be different.
All right, so this is A-Track, formerly Kanye West's tour and DJ. It's a pretty neat evolution of A-Track from battle DJ to music producer. So this is DJ's Got a Dance, and it features one of the iconic house legends, Todd Terry, on the lyrics there. And it's called DJ's Got a Dance More. And that's the Ones and Twos brought to you by Slow and Low Barbershop.
Very cool. Nice. And by the way, tonight, 10 till midnight, is What the Hell's Angel Listen To? And if you want to see Angel spin live, he'll be spinning live tonight at our great event we're doing. It's the Monster Back to School Skate Party, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to do the couple skate, and if you win the couple skate, you're going to get $500 to the International Diamond Center.
I do see.
So that's pretty cool. And then you got Ryan Holmes and the Cotton Candy Bonanza.
Bonanza, baby.
Which, if you want to see what a Cotton Candy Bonanza is, go to the website at Monsters.fm. You can see what he's going to try to replicate. Of course, Savannah will be there with the snake skate.
Yep, I'll be there with the snake skate, and not with the snake.
What is that?
With we're all going to trail around together like a big old snake. We're going to do a kid's run, and then we're going to do an adult run.
And then Carlos is going to run the racing championships.
Oh, yeah. I'll be doing the racing championship, and so you better bring out your speed. And right now, you know what? If you go to YouTube, Monsters.fm, we're going to give away a prize because I think we're going to play the skate night video. And there's something in that skate night video that might be a way to win a prize.
Ah, so watch that on the YouTube channel. Yes. Go to Monsters.fm for the YouTube. By the way, tonight, if you think about it, grab some supplies to bring to give to, for a gift for teaching. This is time of the year when a lot of kids are going back to school today.
Sure.
But going back to school, and some kids don't even have enough money for pencils, so we want to help them out. That's what we're doing tonight at Astro Skate, and starts at 6 o'clock, correct?
That is right, 6 to 8, but you know what? You can stay the rest of the night if you want to. It's going to be a good-ass time.
All right, when we come back, it's time for Savannah, the Gator Entertainer. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
You know what I mean.
Savannah can't move. She's in the other room. Well, it's the best day yet.
Oh my God! If we could just make her not talk.
While she's trying to get in here, Jeff Howell, tell people about the Red Dog Pub.
Yes, actually, this weekend the Red Dog Pub in Kissimmee is having our own Space Force. We're beating the government to the thing.
Space Force.
Space Force. Space Force. Tonight we have Crash Rocket playing with an amazing girl on drums.
Okay, yeah.
They kill it. They're all over Florida.
Yeah.
The next night, we have Occasional Astronauts.
Okay, all right.
And then Sunday, for our 2 to 5 Acoustic Sunday, we have the 50s-60s rockabilly band called Neon Rockets, and well, they're going to blow it up.
So it's Space Force.
Space Force. We're beating Trump to the Space Force.
At the Red Dog Pub.
All weekend.
And people keep asking me, where is the Red Dog Pub?
It's in Kissimmee. If you go down to I-4, get off on Apopka Vineland 535, take a left 4 miles on your right-hand side. Come and see us. And Sunday, I'll be at Tibby's New Orleans Kitchen in Winter Park as well. This Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
In Winter Park from 4 to 7.
Okay. You know what? Now, that I can
come
do.
Come on down.
Yeah, yes, Ryan Holmes.
And August 25th, we're doing the YouTube meetup at the Red Dog Pub. So yeah, all the YouTubers, we're coming to Red Dog Pub, and we're going to hang out. We're going to save the rec center.
Save the rec center.
It's going to be a blast. I can't wait.
Man. Ryan, you got anything? You're going to be with us tonight.
I'm with you guys all weekend. So we're doing skate night and then the brew bus.
And tomorrow we got the brew bus. I'm so excited about the brew bus.
I got
to talk to Angel about this. Angel,
yeah.
She's getting set up here, but Ryan's worried about pacing himself tomorrow.
Yeah, you should be.
No.
It's a marathon. Not a sprint.
A real monster just drinks and drinks and drinks. You know, old school. Okay. You can't pace yourself like a pussy. You gotta drink.
All right, I want to go 90s style, go hard. I'm not going to get in trouble then if I get hammered drunk on this bus then. All right, I'm in.
Honestly, it's no rules when you're with us.
Okay.
Yeah, like you can do whatever you want. It's Constitution, rip it up.
We're making the monsters great again.
Like, you can go to a stoplight and just be like, I'm Ryan Holmes. And run it. And
that's
no
it.
And the cop will be like, let him go. He's a monster.
Somebody told me that one time in the car. They were like, why are you stopping at a stoplight? And I was like, because it's a stoplight. And they were like, so you're Savannah. You don't have to stop. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that all this time I've been driving.
Now it's time for Savannah, the Gator Entertainer.
This segment is being brought to you and is going to be about Gatorland.
Yeah, wonderful place.
Shocking.
It is a wonderful place.
Great sponsors, and they make it so you can come in and see us.
Right.
We love Gatorland.
So I can bring animals every Friday, which is really exciting. Today I brought our biggest Burmese python, Kitty. She's amazing. And so I want to make a big announcement. But, Russ, before you even say anything, this is going to be a compliment to you. And it's going to work. So don't take it the wrong way.
Oh, boy.
Don't jump in the middle when I'm not done yet. I want to use this segment time to give a big thank you to every single person that has subscribed to Gatorland's YouTube channel. We have over 10,000 subscribers now. It's very exciting for me because I do it all myself, right? Mm-hmm. Which you may or may not think is a lot of work. But if you've been watching the Monsters YouTube, you know it's a ton of work.
It is a lot.
Right?
Oh,
And these are the only animals we have involved in these are humans. So... There's no reason that a radio station of this size, with the power that it has, shouldn't have at least 10,000 subscribers. So what I'm asking you to do is go subscribe to the Monsters. Go subscribe to iHeart Monsters right now. If you're in the chat rooms right now, we love you. Make sure you check. Make sure you check like. Make sure you hit the notification bell.
Yep.
All of those things. Thank you guys for subscribing to Gatorland's channel, and I just want to encourage more people to subscribe to ours.
Now, you're out of breath because you were literally pulling this snake off of you just moments ago.
Like an 80-pound snake, and you couldn't get up out of the chair, and you couldn't get out of the room.
Well, I mean, it wasn't so much the snake in the chair as my booty and the snake wrapped around it in the chair all at the same time made it impossible for me to stand up.
The snake had wrapped her booty and the chair to the chair. It's actually in Orlando known as the angel move.
Wrap that booty.
Yeah, wrap that booty.
That took a lot of work. But anyways, everybody subscribed, so that's great. Last night I went to, if you heard it earlier in the program, last night I went to a fancy party for People Magazine. And
we know, you're so fancy. Oh, I hang out with editors and such.
Everybody didn't hear about it. I was going to give another compliment to the show, but now I'm not.
Why? Let's do it. Come on.
No.
Please.
No, I'm not. I'm going to call on a friend of mine to scold you. Teenage Savannah!
Hey, y'all, what's going on? It's me, girl. I'm Teenage Savannah.
Hey,
Hey, you ain't cute because you look too white for me.
Hey, Teenage Savannah, how was your afternoon?
It was pretty good. I was just like, you know, playing dominoes and stuff and telling people how it is. Because
that's how we do, right?
Yeah.
Should you be running away from a foster home right
now? Shut up. Let me drink at your bar.
We need the business.
I got a fake ID. It says Nicole Kidman with red hair. I get in right now. I'll be drinking my ass off, eating blue dip cheese.
Blue dip cheese.
So today's back to school, and I hope you guys, this is really just a big commercial for every single thing we've already done today, because I didn't have time to write, because snake things take longer than normal things.
Oh yeah.
What? So, snake things take longer.
Is there such thing as snake time?
Like, I texted Russ this morning at 5:30, I was like, look, dude, snake stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And he was just like, gotcha. Like, and he didn't even know I was bringing the snake.
Right.
But you get it. So
I get
that's good. That's a great friend that you get it like that.
Yeah.
And the rest of the commercial was going to be... come out to Astro Skate tonight.
You're really excited about it. You've been talking about a skate night forever.
Ever since I came back to Florida.
You're so excited. And then you mentioned it, and then Carlos got excited about it.
Right? Yep.
And then put this whole thing together, and now we're all going, which is going to be a lot of fun. And I'm glad for you guys, because I know you really want to do
it. It's so good. You're going to have fun,
too. You're going to love it.
I hope you don't get hurt.
Honestly, man, when you're there, it's not that many people falling. You would think hundreds of people being out of place with wheels on their feet,
sure,
that people will be dropping left and right. You're going to take it easy. What you should do is
get one of those PVC little walkers and put the wheels on it.
Then you put the baby socks on the walker, right, so it slows it down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you should put a vest on, like an orange vest that says first time skater.
Oh my God.
I can get it.
They go, oh, the theme of tonight is James and the Orange Peach.
Do they still have those brakes on the front of the skates?
Yeah, yeah, the big rubber ball thing.
How does that work? How do the brakes in front of the skate work?
Okay, you got your stopper. You just got to basically lift your foot up and you drag it.
Oh.
If you're really cool, though, you can turn around and be like,
"Aah!" I was already made fun of because I do have stoppers on my brakes, or I have stoppers on my skates, and they were like, oh, real skaters don't have stoppers. Like what Arnez was talking about. He performs the coolest type of skating there is.
Yes.
No shoelaces. No skate laces.
Yes.
He has little baby socks on. He can glide from left to right. And the trucks are moving like it's a universal ride. And still smooth as hell. Me, I got my skates. I do my thing. But that's next level stuff.
Yeah. I like that they made fun of you. And you have custom skates. But you made fun of me because I'm renting skates.
Yeah. Well, you had enough time. You're a showman. And you normally would go over and above. And you decided to pull back just with the headband.
I need to talk to Ryan about what he's going to do tonight.
Yeah, because Ryan is doing the cotton candy bonanza.
Ryan? Cotton candy bonanza, the most important part of skating.
All free cotton candy for me all night long, right?
Oh, yeah, I got you, girl.
Good,
yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love cotton
bring
candy.
Bring a raccoon, too, because I want to see it eat cotton candy.
Oh, yeah. But I can't bring a raccoon because raccoons are kind of mean.
All right.
And it's illegal. So, anyway.
That sounded like code, though.
Yeah. Bring a raccoon.
I'll bring you a raccoon,
hey,
girl.
I'm going to text you, like, Monday morning and be like, yo, I'm coming into the show. You got a raccoon?
Hell yeah.
we can find a raccoon.
I got 50 on your raccoon, dog. Anyway, so come out to the skate thing. It's all going to a gift for teaching. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited.
Yeah. And please bring all the, as many supplies as you can. They're going to collect them there that night. What else are we doing tonight? The Angel's going to be spinning the tunes.
Look, the second you walk in at 6 o'clock, and you can get there early. They're totally cool with you getting there early. So if you want to roll in at 5:30, see how I did roll in.
Oh, there's food. That's what it was, food.
Oh, yo, there's their concession stand. Think of when you went in middle school and in high school, and you go to that concession, you had $5, and you had that $5.
You had to do math.
You were like, oh, man, if I get the M&Ms, I get that cookie, but I get a drink, and then my buddy has another $2, we get a pizza. There's a little. So guess what? The monster meal. It's going to be pizza. It's going to be hot dog. It's going to be cookie. It's going to be a drink
get a hot dog and pizza?
It's all of our favorite things, Julie Andrews style, in one meal and only for $104.1. That's it. $1,041.
Really cool.
$10.41.
Is there going to be more than cheese on the pizza?
Yes, for you, Jeff. They'll have anchovy and broccoli normally.
To get your fiber and your fish oil. Yeah.
Well, I hope I get to see you guys tonight, and I hope you all have a great weekend.
What you wearing, girl?
What are you wearing, Savannah?
You got to tell us.
I got a unitard. It's all black unitard.
Do you have like a team that you're, because we're all supposed to be wearing for your favorite school.
Why is he insistent upon the team thing?
I don't have a team.
That's his theme.
Look, here's the deal. The theme is back to school, wear like back to school gear. If you don't do that, that's fine. You can wear an outfit like a unitard
I'm getting bullied. I'm getting bullied now on the radio.
With the unitard, can you wear like a cape?
Oh, a cape.
I'm getting bullied still.
Cape would be cool.
Cape would be cool.
I'm not wearing a cape. And that's ridiculous.
I think of you as an omnitard.
I am. I'm getting bullied on the radio by these guys, just so you guys know. But I could cut them all with my knife in a heartbeat. Another thing when I went to the people party. I had my knife in my boot, and they were like, and I thought they were going to wand me. I meant to tell you guys that, but I got sidetracked. And I went to wand me, and I was like, I'm good. And they were like, okay.
So we were at Universal with Savannah, right? And my daughter and I were at the hotel, and then she met us there so we could head over.
Right.
And she's like, and then she left, and then she left early. She's like, hey, Carlos, I left my stuff in your hotel room. Can you bring it to me when you get to work? And I was like, okay, sure. You know what this is? Three knives.
Look at that.
Okay. Oh. A battery pack that could run SpaceX.
Right.
Glasses bigger than Willy Wonka. It's like a whole, you know, costume design crew.
I also have a biodegradable toothbrush.
Just in case. Just
with
in
the
case.
With the hair sticking out of it.
Because you know what? Yeah, because it's been in my bag. Because you know what? I might not wash my face, but I damn sure brush my teeth.
That's good. Nice teeth.
Because dental hygiene was very important in my family, and it was stress.
Yeah.
And so you got to brush three times a day, and you got to floss.
Was that your yearbook quote?
Huh?
I don't wash my face, but I might brush my teeth.
I always brush my teeth. And don't forget, go to Gatorland.com now. It's the last weekend before you're full on back into school. Please come see us, Gatorland.com. And if you want to check us out on YouTube, it's Gatorland Vlogs, VLOGS. I really appreciate all the subscriptions. Now we got to do the same thing for the monsters. Y'all get in there and get at it.
All right. And we're live there now, so you can go check it out and subscribe. Just go to monsters.fm, you know, click through to the YouTube, or on YouTube, it's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. When we come back, Carlos is going to take it to the top.
Yep.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Together, son, we gonna tear this thing up. A lot of talkers, and I ain't got to name them. They want to be us. Hell, I can't blame them.
We're about to do something really funny.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about it afterwards. How's that going? Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Reminding you, the Red Dog Pub is a great place to get a drink.
And food.
And
the blue cheese.
Right. Famous for the blue cheese. I'm Rez Rollins. We got Ryan Holmes, Savannah, Angel, Jeff Howell, Cooper's still here hanging out with us.
Yo.
And now Carlos is going to take it to the top.
Let's go. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today's no different. Today's a wonderful day.
Oh, it's been a great day. Fridays are always a lot of fun.
You know, it's a blessing to be able to come in here and have a good time and share it with your friends. Everybody who's listening right now, you're a friend of ours, whether you're watching us on YouTube through Monsters.fm or you're listening to us on Real Radio 104.1 or through the whole world on iHeartRadio. And today we've had the hilarious Arnez J come in the house.
That's great. That guy's great, man.
And every now and then we get these comedians that are huge. Then they just fit like a glove right
ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
He wasn't going to leave. He didn't want to leave. We were good.
And I was going to bring Cooper in to interview him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell Arnez J to leave because he's so much fun.
Yeah.
So I asked Ryan Holmes to get out of here. Yeah. And I love Ryan Holmes.
He dressed like the Karate Kid. And
then, you know, we've had Savannah come in here with this massive snake.
Oh, my God.
Here, you want to hear a funny story, guys? So we're in here during the break just hanging out. And I look over and Cooper, and if you don't know exactly what Cooper looks like, big Samoan, like big, you know, if he puts a scary face, he'd be scary. But he's not really scary looking, but he could be if he wanted to. And he walks from the room at this dirty gym's room in here, and his eyes are big as saucers because he forgot that damn snake was in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what, scared of the snake? And he's like, yes.
Yeah.
And I would be the same way. I won't even go in the room.
Well, you look at it, and you just see like this thin tail, and I just followed up to this 12-foot creature.
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta
leave. It gets big real quick.
Yeah, it does.
Jumps.
Watch what you say, Angel.
Right.
And then obviously we have Cooper here, and I consider Cooper one of my brothers, and it's always nice when you got a friend coming out of town, right? You guys, you guys have Jeff? I know you never have anybody come stay at your house, right?
Because nobody would like to.
It's like a 70s opium den in there at times.
Pretty much, yeah. With rugs.
Do you still have the cow's head?
I got the cow's head.
Good.
What
about the studio? You ripped up the living room and you just got a studio, right?
I got a studio in there. Yeah,
that's recording. Cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a
bachelor place. But I got rugs now. My mom, she moved out of her house and had 3,000 square feet of rugs. So,
oh, good, because that was just concrete before.
Beautiful concrete.
It was nice concrete. It was good concrete.
And Russ, does Bo ever stay at your house?
Every once in a while.
Because he's too happy?
You know, sometimes the Triple R bar is open and don't close till 3.
That's true.
And then he'll stay. He's stayed a couple times. But that's really it. I don't have a whole lot of friends that come from out, other than when my son comes.
I don't either. I was telling Cooper that yesterday. I'm like, you and your lovely fiance, Aubin, shout out to Aubin, you guys are the only ones that stay. And it is nice to have friends over, and you're going to come to the skate night. So thank you for being here.
So much fun.
And then Angel. my friend. We were actually, all of us were in the pool yesterday, and we mentioned, because Cooper said, I love the music at the skating rink.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we got DJ Angela Boom. He's literally voted top DJ in Orlando last year, and he should have won this year, but through the political red tape and the Russian judges, he lost.
Yeah.
Okay? and I want to know, can I get a little taste of what I can expect of what the monster listeners and partiers at the skate night, which is tonight at on Goldenrod Astro Skate from 6 to 8. You can stay as long as you want, by the way.
Yeah, you don't have to leave at 8. Once you're in, you're in.
They ain't going to cut you out. So, you know, I talked to you a little bit about some songs that touched a little special part of my soul.
Oh.
And when he plays the song, I'll be able to tell you exactly what I was feeling at the age of 13 when I first heard these songs, or whenever you want to go. I remember, this is sixth grade. I bought my first Hypercolor shirt. I thought I was. I wore my Hypercolor shirt.
Wow.
My sister had a Billabong jacket.
I think I was applying for AARP at this time.
I had my Hypercolor shirt on, I had jean shorts on. I was not a good skater. There were several hot ass girls.
Yes. The girls could skate.
Was it always the same thing? The hottest girls knew how to skate really well?
Yes.
Okay. It's the hottest girls know how to dance salsa. The hottest girls always know how to do the one thing that's going to put a guy on his heels.
Yes!
I think that people that can dance can skate.
Maybe. Yeah, I think
there's a rhythm thing. I think there's something with that, I believe. And that's why I can't skate.
Well, I got to tell you, I might throw a wrench in that one. Dirty Jim can skate.
Yeah.
You ever seen him dance?
Not good. Okay. Yeah. And I remember seeing a girl, and she's still in the area, but I don't care. And she was the best skater.
Yeah.
And her name was Amanda Santos.
Ooh. Oh, Amanda.
Amanda. Yo, Amanda's bad.
Amanda Santos.
And my buddies were like, yo, it's Amanda. And she was wearing bongo teal shorts. And she had a little booty on her, too. At that age, I could look at the booty at that age, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just coming into my own. You know, hoping to get armpit hair, you know, just like, and I'm like, man, you know, my voice is deepening, and my buddy Jason Factor and Lance, they were like, yo, man, you should go talk to her.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Crank it up a little bit, and I was like, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm like, I think she's going to dig this dope Hypercolor shirt. I was like, put your hand on it.
Yeah.
It changes colors.
I forgot about those. Yeah. I actually had one of them shirts.
Yeah, man.
My shirts changed colors.
And I remember I was like, all right, screw it. When she comes back around, I'm going to get out of my potato skates and try and do it. And so she came back around. And here she comes. Man, that was fast. All right, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to step out. Here we go. There she is. Teal bongo shorts in the house. And whoa, goddamn, that was fast. And right as I was about to go do it.
Yeah.
As I marched out there, I won't say his last name because he's probably in prison or killed somebody.
Yeah.
Another Jason rolls out there, does a turnaround, grabs her by the hand, and they take off. And I'm like, and Jason was a badass dude.
Yeah.
Like, he'd F some people up.
Yeah.
And so that traumatized me there. But in that moment, I had some PTSD in that moment that I've had. That I said, one day, I'm going to throw a skate party.
Yeah.
And you know what?
And that's what we're doing tonight.
That's what we're doing tonight. And I got a bad bitch on my arm, too.
Yeah.
Her name is Megan B.
Oh,
okay?
Look at that.
And my boo's got an outfit. Ass is going to look right. Body, face, tight. And I'm going to be skating. So I show you Amanda and Jason.
Yeah.
I shouldn't hold on to things like that, right?
No, you should.
Nah, you should have put that to bed a long time ago.
When you get in the Skate Hall of Fame,
yes, Jeff?
You bust on, invite Jason,
okay.
And bust on him and tell him what a loser
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
So you're a pretty good skater, right?
I'm pretty good.
All right, then let me talk to you about something.
Okay, let's talk, Rollins.
I may need a little help during the couple skate.
Now, look.
Oh, he's already trying to pawn off his bit.
Here's what I'm thinking.
What do you want me to be?
I'm asking you to help me, you know.
Carlos B?
Carlos B, help me tap people on the shoulder and tell them that, you know, they're because we got to narrow it down to one couple that wins $500 to the International Diamond Center. And now I believe I got emails from some people like, oh, well, we're going to outskate you and win the money.
I told you this from the beginning, Russ. People, it's going to look like an road course around
so
here.
So I need you as like a hitman or like okay. a, you know like
whoa. That's a horrible term yeah. to give to your friend.
Okay, yeah. okay, well, okay.
Especially at the skate rink.
But like yeah. if I can't catch him and I'm like Carlos, get them.
You, oh, so then I have to go haul ass against people that are skating frontwards and backwards
and tag them so they're off the.
I'm not doing your dirty work, Rollins. I'm not gonna. It's gonna pain me to see other people lose, but you. Should have practiced. You had ample time.
There's no sense of practicing at 53.
There yes, really there is.
No.
Russ, I'll help you if you need it.
All right.
But you could win it.
Uh-oh.
You hear all these songs? See how it makes you feel?
This is my jam.
Jeff, what? Were you ever a skater?
No.
No, I actually was.
Really?
We had a skate rink in Baton Rouge. It was called Ronald's Roller Rink.
And Ronald had creepy hands.
Yeah. And
the alliteration is just.
It wasn't real fun because back before they had cools, our skates were metal. The wheels were metal.
And you
actually
at?
Skated better with shoes on, you know? Yeah, you would just go, crank, crank. You just move like
were
you were doing the
river. First skates ever?
Yeah, it was
ice
skates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was and it wasn't even a wood floor. It was gravel.
Yeah, yeah. It was 1927.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. So. They made these skates out of every fine piece of steel in the American War.
No, it was Ronald's Roller Rink, but the it was more of a redneck thing.
Ah.
It was the rednecks loved it. It wasn't the hot chicks. It was the redneck chick. And it was so hot in there in Louisiana, so humid. And you sweat, and you sweat. And one night I was there, and I was sitting down, and they had these benches on the side. I lifted up the benches, and they were hockey uniforms. They used to play roller hockey in Baton Rouge with no air conditioning.
Oh, wow. That sounds horrible.
It smelled. It was horrible.
But you know
tonight,
what?
Tonight.
It sure is at the Astro Skate on Goldenrod. Monsters.fm if you need more info. But if you are there tonight, make sure to bring school supplies. That's what it's all about. They're going to donate for a gift for teaching, and kids who need those school supplies will get hooked up tonight Astro Skate.
You know what? Some of the guys that actually roller skate around here in Central Florida made it to the Olympics.
I know.
But in ice skating, and I think we have one of the guys that could do that.
Yes.
Is here for Monster Sports. We can talk to him. But I believe that there's something happening.
There's a controversy that are not allowing some of our Orlando homegrown talent to actually compete, and you'll hear about it when we get back.
All right, and we'll do Monster Sports. Don't go anywhere. And we're live on our YouTube channel. Just so you know.
Yeah, today
check that out at Monsters.fm.
Will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Yeah, we don't like you either, but it's a really easy way to keep up with all our contests. Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando. Real Radio,
104.1. It's my planet, soul.
Planet, soul.
Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Also, you can check out the website at monsters.fm for all kinds of cool stuff. And we're going to have a funny video that Ryan Holmes and Savannah just did as we were doing the last segment. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Jeff Howell's here. Coach Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes. And now Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. And we have a little interview to do as part of it as well. But
cool.
Let's see what Angel has for us.
Monster Sports brought to you by Harry Buffalo. It's downtown Orlando's premier sports bar. As the last night indicates, preseason football is already in play. We're about 3 weeks out from the NFL kickoff. We're about a week or two away from, I think there's already some college games already happening. So if you're an FSU fan, Saturdays, Harry Buffalo is an FSU bar. Sundays, if you're an NFL fan of the Buffalo Bills, that's your spot to hang out. That's Harry Buffalo, downtown Orlando, right there on Church Street. If you're doing any event downtown, it's a great place to grab your pregame meal, a pre-party, and then go on to what other venues that are you going to downtown Orlando.
Food there is awesome.
Yeah.
It's if you're downtown, it's a great place to go, and they're all really cool Monster fans.
Yeah, and
they listen to the show. They're good people, yeah.
It's a really good wait staff, bar staff. Everyone's really friendly, and it's just fun to hang out there. That is Harry Buffalo, downtown Orlando. You want to hear what the fastest home run sounds like?
Sure.
Hell in the history of Major League Baseball. Again, this is according to Major League Baseball.
Wow. When you say fastest, you mean the fastest the ball has
this is
left
what it,
the building.
This is what that sounds like. All according right. to Major League.
Okay.
Stanton, 6-3 Yanks.
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo hit that, and according to Major League Baseball, do you guys want to guesstimate about the speed, the velocity of said baseball as it leaves the park?
Wow.
150 miles per hour.
150 miles, a little high.
149.
149, still a little high.
129.
So far.
Why didn't you just say 69?
Well, she said over, and I'm trying to go under.
I'm going to go, I'm at 129. Wait,
I'm going 105.
What I just said, you should have said it like
105.
What?
It was 121.7 miles per hour as that baseball exited the stadium.
He's a stud, man.
He's a specimen.
Yeah, man.
He's like, a guy, good looking dude.
If God was like one day, you get one day to trade out, he's on the list now. Yeah. Take a little look at him and his life and his Miami condo and his six. Just a massive dude and just hits home runs for breakfast. Yeah. I want to hit home
run. I eat home runs for breakfast.
I eat snacks.
We talked about this, how it's been made legal that you can do sports betting now nationwide, right?
Right.
Now every state is trying to catch up and pass their own laws on a state level, right?
Correct.
Now we know that the NFL has made their deal and you can bet on, or I'm sorry, the NBA has made their deal and you can bet on NBA games. Other sports leagues are trying to catch up. Now we have a restaurant chain that is busting his butt and trying to figure out how to make it possible that you can do sports betting in their restaurants.
That's good.
Now, it's a chain that would lends itself to, you know, football and that kind of stuff, that kind of food. Mm-hmm. If you could think of a brand, who do you think would be out there that would want to incorporate this into what they do?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings is a place. Yeah. So Buffalo Wild Wings, as of right now, they are the franchise, the sports chain that's in the forefront of trying to figure out how to bring sports betting into their facilities.
I can totally see it. There are TVs everywhere, throwing drink. I mean,
and the kind
perfect.
Of creative, wacky advertising they
well,
do.
Well, here's the thing. The reason they're... obviously, the upside of it is a potential new revenue stream for them, but why do you think they're doing it?
To get people in seats?
They're taking a beating right now. Of all the wing places right now, Buffalo Wild Wings is not doing the best.
Why is that? Any
menu changes. There's a whole bunch of reasons that they're listing here. But they're hoping that this would be a new, obviously, a revenue stream and potentially get them, you know.
I like that. They're like, what do we need? We got to get some gamblers.
That's degenerate. We'll buy this queso dip for $15.
Is prostitution legal yet?
Yeah. When can we? Yeah. No, that's I love Buffalo, so that's a good thing.
So I would have thought Wing House. That'd be good.
Yeah.
So, speaking of NFL, we had preseason games last night.
Yes.
One of the games that we were talking about, we're curious of the outcome, was Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Miami Dolphins in Miami.
Yes.
And Tampa Bay won 26-24.
Pretty close, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's kind of indicative of the kind of what you're going to see at this time of year. We had the Ravens beat the Rams 33-7. Patriots beat the Redskins 26-17.
Yeah.
Packers beat the Titans 31-17. 49ers beat the Cowboys 24-21. And the Colts beat the Seahawks 19-17.
But our local guy with one hand did well.
Yeah, but Shaquem Griffin played, balled out last night, as they say. Seven tackles in four of them in the first half.
That's awesome.
He was part of every defensive in the first series.
Really?
He was part of every stop in the first series
And did his brother play beside him? Like,
he must have played, right? Unless he's injured.
That part, I don't know offhand. Because it's preseason. Right. They're probably letting all the other guys play. This is where they're going to get to see them. So I'm not 100% sure on that. Now, a couple other technologies that were debuted in NFL yesterday in different stadiums. In Seattle, they tried this new technology where with your fingerprint, you could buy a beer. And it carded you at the same time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So with your fingerprint.
I love it. I love it. You'll have to wait forever.
All you had to do was do your fingerprint.
Oh, yeah.
And you purchased your beer.
God bless America.
My God.
We are great again. Just like we said.
We're so close to being the cyborgs. Pretty soon we'll just think a beer and it'll be in our hands.
Oh, just think of a beer and it pops up.
All right, and then this weekend in Major League Baseball, it's Players Weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's basically one of the things that Major League Baseball has done to let the players kind of show their personality, kind of, you know, show some flair or whatnot. And they get to put whatever they want on the back of their, you know, within reason, obviously, on the back of their jerseys, nicknames or whatnot, right? Yeah. So there's one guy who right now is the front runner for the Jersey of the Weekend.
I saw it. Can I take a guess?
Go ahead.
Is it the guy who put Dinga Finger on it?
Oh, what?
Nothing, move on. Just I'm not far off. Okay.
You know what? It's not far off, all right? All right, Brad Boxberger put emojis on the back of his baseball uniform.
Right.
So he's got a box and a burger.
Oh, I love it.
That's
on
great.
The back of his baseball
That's
uniform.
Very clever.
I mean, it's a little family circus comedy-wise. But
it's
adorable for an athlete. But Boxberger.
But it's the emojis on the back of a Major League Baseball uniform.
Too bad his name was Dickhauser.
Jeff's on fire today.
Some of the other nicknames that were put on the back of it: Game Ender for Ender Incarcerate.
Yeah.
Hunter Pence put Underpants. Brad Hand put Protein Hand. Oh, I'm sorry, Protein Shake on the back of it. And then Carl Edwards Jr. put String Bean Slinger on the back of his. And Paul Fry put Papa Frita on the back of his. So those are just some of the, again, they're playing off of their names and coming up with funny nicknames for that. And that's Monster Sports. You want to bring in the guy?
Yeah, let's bring in our guest. Sabian is here. Now, we're doing the skate night tonight. And at the skate night at Astroskate. That's one of the places where these athletes practice their speed skating. And Sabian is one of the guys who is one of the athletes that I believe is qualified for the Junior Olympics.
Yes.
Right down there, buddy.
Right there, man.
There you go.
Skate on over there.
And this is Sabian. Sabian, tell me, how long have you been...
Put those headphones on right there, brother.
How long have you been skating, man? They talk really close to the microphone. Yeah, how long have you been skating?
I've been skating since I was 12.
12 years old.
Now
you're 17.
Dang.
Now yeah. you're 17 years old, and
it's pretty late, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how'd you just got introduced to it late in life?
So I was a football player at the time, and I had a skating rink party for one of my teammates, and you know, you have the regular races for the complimentary drinks or whatever.
Sure.
And I beat the owner's son, and at that time that was like a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
the first night.
Was it Astroskate?
No, it wasn't. It was another rink out of town in Georgia. And I beat the owner's son, and he's like, yeah, you should try for the speed team. I knew nothing about skating, no speed team or anything. And ever since then, I joined the team, and here I am.
Yeah, and so you've been practicing here in Orlando.
Yeah.
And here's how I know about you, okay? A friend of mine, Johanna, sent me this video, and it's your dad on Facebook. And your dad he seems like such a sweet man. He's so disappointed because he said, my son has worked so hard to be a speed skater, and he qualified for the Junior Olympics, and for some reason they're not letting you go.
Right.
Now, is that pretty much the story?
We usually have this is the first year that it's in the Junior Olympics, and depending on how it does this year will determine whether they put it in the actual Olympics.
Yeah.
So usually we haven't had a lot of winners in the sport recently, and I recently won this past year.
Dang.
I medaled twice, one of them being gold.
Nice!
You have a gold medal in the Junior Olympics.
No, I have the gold medal at the World Championships.
At the World Championships. Yes. Okay, so you have a gold medal, and you would be perfect for the Junior Olympics.
What's your specific event, too?
I'm a sprinter, so we do anything from 100 meters to 500 and also 1,000 meters.
So that's all those three right there, kind of like Usain Bolt, where he does wow, that's it. So, and when was the last time we had a World Championship for America?
So our last one besides me was 2016, and before then was like 2011.
Wow.
So
okay.
So you're a gold medalist in the World Championships. So you know, we want you to be in the Junior Olympics, but they're not sending a team this year for some reason.
Well, they're sending a team, but they're not sending any athletes from inline speed skating.
And why would that be?
So apparently they only pre-qualified 75 spots, and they get to choose those 75 spots. So whether I qualified or not, and which I'm a highly favorite, so you would think that they would take highly favorites. They did not want to take me this year.
So this sounds like them going, oh man, if this kid gets in here, it looks like he'd really do some damage. Sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't qualify. We were looking for some other parameters or prerequisites. And so did they give you a reason as to why you didn't qualify?
No, they just basically said that they had a certain number of spots and that they did not want to take me.
So they're taking 75 people other than the person that won the world championship.
Pretty much.
How do we get? How do we get?
I know your dad's pretty fired up. What is there anything that anyone could do to try to help you out or anything like that?
We tried. I'm such a big person in the skating world that people were like, if they don't want to take you, you have dual citizenship, I'll take you. And I'm like,
wow.
Because like people.
You said dual citizenship. What do you have?
Because people outside of the U.S., I'm a big favorite in the sport because I'm one of the fastest in my current division right now. And for me to tell them that I'm not going is a big shocker to everybody.
Right.
So who, like other countries have reached out to you and said, we would like you to skate for us.
Yeah.
Can you name some of those countries?
Canada, Mexico, and a couple others. But, you know, if I was to go, I would rather go for the States than anybody else.
You're wearing a USA shirt right now. You're literally, are you hearing this board or a body of that makes these decisions? This young gentleman is literally wearing a United States shirt right now.
But Sabian, if you have a choice of sitting out or picking one of the other countries to go to, what country would you pick?
Probably Canada.
Canada,
yeah. Hey, man, is there a cutoff date as to when you can or cannot get in?
It was actually a couple of days ago. They gave us the final no.
Why? I don't understand how they can just say no.
Well, like, they can, but they're not, and you're pressing them on a reason, and they're giving no reason at all. They haven't hinted at anything.
No.
Screw them.
I gotta say, I'd go Mexico because they got better food. I'll be honest with you. You know? It would be a bigger deal to have an American win for Mexico because we already have a little problem with Mexico as it is. You're doing them a favor, see?
America skate again.
Make America skate again. Exactly. You gotta think gimmick, man. You gotta get some attention. Okay, so are you gonna be there tonight with us?
No. Unfortunately,
dude, we're
not
amateurs.
be like, you guys are so freaking slow.
He's like going to the Olympics. Like, he would go around 10 times, and we'd just be like, did you make it around yet?
Yeah.
I was just curious because I wanted to watch you skate.
That's I do too.
I know this. There's going to be a speed skating demo. Right. Do you know a lot of those people that are into it?
Yeah. I actually skated for that team about a year ago.
Okay.
And now I switched team, but it's still in Orlando. We have a lot of teams in Orlando.
Those guys were too slow for you?
A little slow, right?
So I had to move around town, so I had to switch teams.
Have they ever used one of those radar guns or speed gun to see how fast you actually go?
Yeah.
How fast?
The pro skaters, which is me and a couple others, we get around 53 miles an hour.
Damn!
So when you won the world championship, you got the gold medal, you were going about 53 miles per hour.
Okay.
Well, in that, we were like 40 or 30 because we're on a, I guess you can call it like a 200-meter bank track. So what the cyclists are on.
Only 40, huh?
Yeah. But like on the road, we're like 50, 53, something like that.
So that's now, awesome. To put that in perspective, Usain Bolt, I think his fastest topped-out speed is like 31, something like that. Yeah. So you're literally going faster than the fastest
almost
man in the world.
Almost twice the speed.
Yeah, that's insane, man. So what's the next step? What can we do so this doesn't happen again next year? How do you solidify your bid next year?
Well, it's every 2 years for this sport, and it's a certain age division, obviously. So the next time it comes around, I won't be able
to. You'll be too
18.
Old.
I'll be able to.
Viva New Mexico! That's what I say. All right, Sabian, thank you for coming
in.
Good
luck, man.
It's great meeting you. Once again, tonight we're gonna be at Astro Skate for the skate party. Hope you guys can join us. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Orlando City treks to our nation's capital to take on DC United Sunday. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9 The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio. From Radio
104.1. Let's give him a little bit for my cataract.
You didn't put in on this, man.
It's better to get a receipt, my brother. Look, she bending over. Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want. Excuse me, brother. Miss Parker.
Can I talk to you, Miss Parker? We be letting you know. Evil lurks.
Hey, remember you can catch Angel tonight from 10 till midnight. What the hell is Angel listening to? Jeff Howe's got the Red Dog Pub. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. In Kissimmee.
We'll be at the skating party tonight at Astro Skate. Join us. It'll be a lot of fun.
It really will.
You know, and I'm not going to say who, but I was listening to someone around here, and they were like, oh, there's only Monster's doing a skating party.
Oh, yeah. Said that?
50 people are going to show up.
Who said
like,
that?
Somebody. And I'm like, man, I
Let's
can't wait. To, I can't wait to blow out the skating rink tonight.
You're exactly right, Russ. There are people here that have eschewed the skating night. And
skating stupid.
I think the Monster listeners and the people that have a good time are going
to
prove that wrong.
I think it's awesome
show
to, do,
up to blow up.
To do yep. like the first family event, really, we've done.
Yeah.
So the excuse can't be, you know, I have to get a babysitter. You know, bring in the kids, you know, so should be cool. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with we got Angel and Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes, and Jeff Howe. How's it going on the YouTube channel today, Ryan Holmes?
YouTube channel's blowing up today, and for good reason. This has been a fun day to be on YouTube.
It really has.
Yeah, and you guys just gave away a prize to somebody, right?
We did, yeah. We gave it away. We showed the skate night video that Carlos made.
Yeah.
And it was really well done.
Thanks,
and then we gave a prize to James John.
He's a hardcore listener.
So you can win prizes by viewing the YouTube and being in the chat and doing it that way.
He's our Toronto, Canada expert that we always go to.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Shout out to James John, always being loyal.
Hey, that 17-year-old kid that was in here, Sabian, did you shake his hand?
Was it strong as hell?
Oh, my God. Like, yeah. Like, he's a real athlete.
I mean, absolute athlete, dude. He'd skate right around you.
Yeah.
If you imagine him at couple skates, okay, and he's with this girl and he wants to win the prize.
I'd never catch him.
But I like your advice of going Mexico for the food. Russ, I would not have thought about that. I would have thought of Canada, like, oh, I love Vancouver, I love this. And then I was screwed with horrible food.
Yeah.
And I'd live like a king in Mexico.
I think I would have gone.
True.
I would have gone to Mexico just because, you know, also warmer weather.
Yeah.
You know, if you win for them, then you go visit. I don't know. I just think
that. And the thing about Mexico is, if you don't even win for them, if you come in the top 10 for them, you're like a hero forever.
That's true.
Like, they'll love you forever.
Oh my God! If he shined for Mexico, yeah.
Hey, isn't the NBA there? They're gonna the Orlando Magic are gonna start having some games in.
Yeah, they're playing a game in Mexico City. We talked about that yesterday on Monster Sports. There's a handful of games that are gonna be done with the NBA and other teams. Orlando's one of them that are playing in Mexico City this upcoming season.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
It's very similar to like the NFL, to how they play the games in London.
Yeah.
So,
of course, when I had my decision to make of if I was going to go to on a cruise to Mexico or go to Cuba, I still because of the news and stuff, and I realize it's not all of Mexico.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody's killing everybody.
Yeah.
You can't run fast enough to get out of Mexico, Russ Rollins.
Because of the news, I was like, I'll gear towards Cuba. You know, one of the other things that they told me when I was making the decision to go to Cuba, and I said, listen, we really want to go somewhere that's safe, you know, and I'm a little nervous about Mexico. And they said, well, just so you know, there are no guns allowed in Cuba.
Well, there's zero crime reported in Cuba every single year. You know that, right?
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, zero crime.
Zero,
yeah.
Well,
and same reported.
Yeah. But it truly is a very safe country. I mean, because
there's nothing
there
to steal.
That's not true, but there's no
crime.
You could walk around naked in the middle of the night through Havana.
I was planning on it.
And so I figured, and somebody would probably be like, hey, do you need our help? Like, do you have somewhere to stay? Where's your money? Like, what happened? No, I didn't have to try that. But there is no crime there. You can be out anywhere, anytime, any place. No one's ever going to do anything to you.
Well, I was told that they really, really, really appreciate the American tourists who are over there spending their money. Like,
sure.
Like, everyone thanks you. Thank you for coming here. And,
go like a baller. Give them all your money.
I'm excited. It
but
should
it's
be a lot
wrong,
of fun.
Though, man, that this kid has to not be able to go to the Junior Olympics because of an electing body that just
whatever
has some
reason,
arbitrary number of people there. Come
even,
on, man.
Even worse than that. 75 people ahead of the world champion.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for his father. His father on Facebook was so torn up because his son had worked so hard.
There's a lot of people that are texting in. They're just confused by they like literally do not understand the thought process.
Yeah,
it would be fascinating to speak with somebody from that organization just to find out how do you come to that conclusion.
You're right. There's always another side
another
of the
side,
story.
Yeah.
There could have been a thing, but you kind of go, well,
Sabian's too fast.
Yeah,
they might say that. Hey. Daniel, you're on Real Radio 104.1. Oh. Hey,
Russ.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, I had a little bit of issue. I had a question for Savannah. I'm glad I get on the air. Pretty Birds.
All right, what's up?
I was doing my laundry a second ago.
No, you weren't. I don't do my laundry.
I know. That's why I love you.
I love you.
That's not me you're talking to.
Stop it. Shut up, Black Bean.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you got me. you.
I know. I just didn't want you to be on hold all that time and have someone make fun of you.
Oh, sorry. Sensitive Savannah.
Oh.
I love
I'm
you.
I'm throw you out of the window, Blackbean. You're done. No, you're Blackbean anymore. His name's Carlo.
Yes. Thank you.
So, Daniel, okay, so you were doing your laundry, and there was a snake in there?
Well, so I got to the socks, and in one of the socks crawled out a snake of with stripes on it, and a little one, and he went back in there. And should I squish him like a bug?
No, you should not.
I'm joking.
Well, he's got jokes.
Savannah, you need to tell him to not joke like that.
I think that was a mean-ass joke. You probably ain't got laundry because you dirty ass, probably.
All right. See? When we come back, it's time for Beer of the Week. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
That was
man, it is a packed house today.
I don't mess around with no brown drink. Might as well pour it in the kitchen sink. I like myself a beer and I like it cold. I like to get the suds all up in my nose. And you know beer is a real good thing. Makes you wanna holler, makes you wanna sing. And I can't tell you're a party crowd.
All right, Angel, now it's time for Beer of the Week.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Beer, 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 beer of the week.
Ah, I got to tell you, I've been looking forward to this week for a long time because the Brew Bus is happening.
Yeah.
And I've been looking forward to the Brew Bus. And I'm really happy that Ryan Holmes is coming with us, Angel. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you very much,
he's so happy. He's just talking. I know. I'm talking to him.
What are you doing, dude?
I'm like, man, you know, been busy today, huh, Ryan Holmes? And he turns on his mic and yells into the... And I'm like, we're playing the beer song right now. Shut up.
Ryan Holmes is the hardest working king of Denmark. I'm doing a lot of things. I know the show had started. I don't know.
You know, the king of Denmark would have people working for him.
Yeah, you're right.
I asked him what time it is. He turned his mic on. He goes, no, it's 10:39, Jeff.
It's because you can't hear me, you old man.
Anyway, Angel, what do we got today, buddy?
I am excited about this. We got these guys in the house. We got Sanford Brewing Company.
They have a reputation. People love Sanford Brewing Company. Yeah.
They're sitting back, relaxed.
Oh, they know.
Look at these guys.
They're about to taste some stuff. It's okay.
James and
Slim.
Okay, no, Slim.
You guys got to talk on that microphone.
You can't be that cool. You can't be.
Slim! Lay the mic back with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Do just like Ryan. Say everything into the microphone.
Yeah, and now this is one of the stops that we're going to make tomorrow, Ryan, at Sanford Brewing. We're going to go there. I think, are we stopping there first, Angel, or is that the last stop?
I do not have the itinerary as of yet.
Oh, so. You're last.
Yeah, we're last. You guys, I'm actually going to be the one taking care of you guys in the back. Tables, food, different beers to drink.
You're going to be a busy man.
Hell yeah. So that's the last stop. And where are you in Sanford?
Right on Sanford Avenue, 4th Street.
Okay. Very cool.
How did Sanford blow up to be like this beer kind of baby mecca? Craft beer mecca. It happened like what, in the early 2000s or so, or
It was I'd say 4 or 5 years ago. Greg started with the Wops Hops,
okay,
and then our owners gathered together and formed our place about almost 2.5 years ago.
Wow,
2 years ago,
and then pop up here, pop up there, and it's like people go there. There's pub crawls just throughout that area, right?
Yeah, and we've got there's a Belgian bar down the street too. So not just breweries, but just great places to get different styles of beers
for sure. Oh, nice.
Buster's.
Yeah, Buster's
love those guys.
That's what's fascinating, is awesome about Sanford in the sense of this. About a 5 year span, guys, right? Is that it's become a mecca for some amazing brewers, gravitating towards Sanford. And your guys' place is one of those places, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely. All right, Angel, so what are we doing?
All right, so in typical Monster fashion, we do the three-sip rule here. So we got three beers in front of us. Which one are we doing first, guys?
This first one's our Peachy Keen. It's a peach ginger saison.
And give Russ a heads up because he's giving you that confused look. Explain to him what a saison is.
I can tell these guys don't know because this guy they don't really know anything about the show very much. So I am not your biggest beer drinker. Like you know, so if it's really hoppy, I'm probably going to make a real ugly face. But there are some I really do like. This first one is it real hoppy? You think or
no, not no. at all? Not at all. Saisons, you're gonna get a lot of the esters from the yeast in the background, but you're gonna get that malt level in the beginning. But we do a peach ginger, so you're gonna get the battle between those two
battle!
Where they balance out
and
really smooth the flavor out of the beginning.
What's the ABV on this?
I believe seven flat.
Oh, it's 7% alcohol.
Cheers.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right, so we do the 3-sip rule here.
You got to have at least 3 sips, Ryan Holmes, and you must toast with us, Ryan Holmes.
And the toast is here. We raise our cups in the air.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here's to women, beer, and song. May none of them be flat.
Oh!
Cheers.
There you go.
That was Jeff special.
That's one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
7%?
7%.
So what is that we're tasting there? What is that like? Is that just a different style of hop? Because that's an interesting combination there.
That is very, very different.
With your saisons, a lot of the flavor is going to focus on the yeast. So you're going to get the esters from the yeast, not the hops.
Okay, I gotcha. Oh, that's good. That's real good. Russ, what do you give that?
Hallelujah. That was, you know what? I've not tasted anything like that before. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Because there's a lot going on there. It's not like any other beer.
What's this called again?
It's Peachy Keen.
Peachy Keen. Okay, so is it supposed to be? I don't know that I taste peach though.
It's there.
It's good. Yeah. It's really good. I'm gonna give that an 8.7 for me. That's
I'll take it.
That's a goodie. What do you think, Ryan Holmes?
This is good for the King of Denmark.
So you liked it.
Mm. I love it. Yeah. No, I really do.
What would you give it as a score wise?
I'm giving this a 10.
Yeah. A 10.
I like that. Oh, yeah. I like this beer a lot.
And idly, it's sessionable, right?
At 7%. You want
7%.
You're going to slow roll that session, but yeah, it's 7%. I'm really intrigued by this. It's a really neat taste. By that. I'll give this a solid 9.
So is that the taste of peach? Is that what it is?
Yeah, like he said, what do you got going on there?
The combination of the peach and the ginger that you're really getting in there to start. And huh. They balance well together.
And you're the brewmaster, so you came up with this.
No. I brew for them. The two owners, Chris and Alan, they've come up with all the recipes. They just let me actually cook it down and brew it. I've had one. But, yeah, these are their recipes. They're just great, and they balance out good.
Angel, what do you think?
Yeah, I give it a 9. It was fascinating. We'll keep it moving. What do we got up next, guys?
Next is our blueberry IPA.
Now, this is the darker one.
Yes. Well, it's nice red color. Blueberries give it kind of like a
smells great. Good.
Yeah.
And we're going to have these tomorrow on the brew bus.
Yes. Oh. These are going to be the 3 samples that we're giving out for the bus.
And then how big is your place? A pretty big place?
No.
No?
unfortunately.
So maybe... okay, so we can hang outside.
We're gonna set you guys up in the brewery.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to lay out some tables and give you guys plenty of room to yourselves so we can focus on the party.
Okay, cool. But if people want to come and hang out there tomorrow, before or after... Yeah.
Plenty of room in a restaurant. Come on in.
That's what I meant. Okay. Yeah. All right, so
Angel, so this one's 6% ABV, 3-sip rule in effect. Let's get it.
3-sip rule. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious, Russ, what are you going to give this? Because this is an IPA, and we know,
I love it. Yeah. It has no nasty aftertaste.
I want to dance with it.
My tongue is fine. I don't have to... Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. I'm going to give that a 9.2.
That's the balance, and that's the hoppy beer.
That is really
a 9.2.
That is really good.
I thought at the end of there, it doesn't have a bad taste. It's a little tasty, and I think I got a natural boner.
I have
got a natural boner.
This is not for the King of Denmark, but I approve it for the people.
Oh, high compliment from the King of Denmark.
King of Denmark likes a drink.
What do you give it?
Yeah. What do you give score-wise there, King of Denmark?
It's not royalty-worthy, but it is definitely... I give it a 7.5.
Okay. You didn't like that one as much as the first one.
Man, no, I love the first one. The first one is for me.
Okay.
I'll give you guys pride, and this is... And we've been talking about this the last couple weeks with the IPAs, where for a minute there, they got, broed out, and everything was about just punching you in the face, and you couldn't drink anything else after you started hitting on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely, at 6%, definitely within that sessionable kind of range, but it's also such a good flavor. And, like, you know, when you're at, you know, I go to your brewery, I'm sure you want me to try a bunch of different things and not get hung up on one thing. This is awesome. This is great. Very easy to drink, man.
Hey, for me, so those first two stops at Sanford are really, really good. Now we've got one more, right?
All right, what are we wrapping it up with, guys?
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up with a panty dropper. This is our...
Get out of here, Savannah.
Savannah, want a sip?
You got to have panties to drop it.
It's a 10% Belgian strong
ale. Oh.
10%.
Damn. You ain't playing
10%
around.
10% alcohol.
This is an overhand right cross.
Yeah, right? It smells
good. But you wouldn't believe it if I didn't tell you already.
So, is it going to be hoppy?
No, this is going to be smooth.
Uh-oh.
All right, Liz. And what's the name of this one?
Panty dropper.
Panty dropper. Oh, it is panty dropper. All right, cheers.
All right, here we go. Cheers. Three sip rule. Wow, man. All three beers are great. Oh, all man. Three beers are great. And usually there's one or two I go, eh.
This is a problem.
Yeah, I can imagine.
This one right here is a problem.
This is what used to get me in trouble. These delicious beers.
This is 10% alcohol?
Yeah, 10% alcohol.
Oh, man, you don't play with 10%. Like, I learned that. I got burned when I touched that 10%, you know.
Wow, man.
Wow, bro.
Sanford Brewing.
Russ, what do you give the panty dropper?
You know, any panty dropper, it could have tasted nasty. I'd have liked it, but all three of these beers are great. I got to tell you what, Sanford, you guys are bringing the heat. That is a very good beer. I think I like that one the best of all.
That's that balance. So 10% gets 10%. 10.0.
I'm gonna give it a 10.
Oh, he's giving a lot of tens, guys. Don't.
No, I don't like beer that much. But that's got my head.
No. This is he's pumped about this, and he's getting excited because he's thinking about the carbs and less carbs, more alcohol makes Russ happy.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Holmes, what do you give it?
King of Denmark.
The King of Denmark really likes this beer. This is for the king.
Yeah, this is a 9 all day long. And that's a neat thing with these styles of beer where it can get like a super alcohol taste and that overpowers everything else.
And all three of those were really good.
Yeah, you pick
good.
Up the pears, you pick up the oranges, you pick up the fruit elements in this beer. This is very, very good. And that's the panty dropper. And that, again, we're going to be out there. Sanford Brewing Company, we'll be hitting you guys up tomorrow. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem,
fellas. Thank you. Great beers. And if they want to buy that, you buy it in a growler, right? Like, and you take it home. Is that?
Yeah, we do the 32-ounce and the 64-ounce growlers. We've also got some special CO2 pressured growlers that you can buy.
Right,
bring them back in. We'll fill them anytime.
Man, that was really good. Ryan Holmes, are you excited about the Brew Bus?
I have never been so excited about something in my life. I'm very excited about.
I'm glad you're coming. I'm glad you're coming to enjoy something that I will tell you. Last year when we did this. And we did it a couple times, but it's just so
we
much
did it
fun.
Three times, yeah.
Because everybody on the bus ends up becoming buddies, you know. Yeah. It's like cruise friends, you know.
Yeah.
And then, and by the time we hit the last brewery, everybody.
So you're
gonna catch us when we're in a real good mood.
It'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Definitely hit up the guys' website at sanfordbrewing.com to get more information, location, and events that they have going on. And a lot of people texting in and telling us that your food is amazing.
Oh yeah, we won a couple of foodie awards.
What do you have?
Barbecue in Sanford?
We won Best Barbecue. We don't even serve barbecue.
Oh, wow.
We don't even serve barbecue.
Chef Dave.
We took Best Soup with Cream of Celery.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, our food's incredible.
I'm excited.
It's great with the beers. The Peachy Keen, you could have had the Mahi sandwich today.
Oh, man.
It'll go great.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming out there. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And thank you for being a part of the Brew Bus because it's a really fun event. There's only 50 of us going, but it's cool to hang out with listeners and have them check out these new places. We're going to Sanford Brewing. We're going to New Smyrna Brewing, which they were in last week, and that was awesome. Yeah. And then Daytona Beach Brewing. I haven't been there yet.
I haven't been there yet either.
But we'll check it out tomorrow. And MCA Transportation, thank you so much for providing the bus for us, and it's going to be a great time. Jeff Howell, tell us about the Red Dog Pub.
Red Dog Pub in Kissimmee, your live music connection. Come out and see us, please. We have Crash Rocket tonight. We have Occasional Astronauts on Saturday night. Neon Rockets on Sunday doing our Sunday acoustic, their 50s rockabilly. And Florida Rick will be playing that afternoon. And I'll be performing at Tibby's New Orleans Kitchen in Winter Park from 4 to 7 on Sunday.
Carlos, tonight?
Tonight is Astro Skate at the Goldenrod, 6 to 8, but you stay the whole night. It's a monstrous back-to-school skate party. Can't wait to see you. But this weekend, come see myself and my buddy Cooper Andrews.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Cooper, for coming in, buddy.
Nice guy. Cooper plays Jerry. I play Alvaro from Walking Dead, and it's a whole huge Walker Stalker convention at the convention center, and you can come out all weekend long, and you can get your tickets at walkerstalker.com.
That's right. Angel, tonight, it's 10 to midnight. What the hell's Angel listening to? You can listen to him live. Of course, you'll be skating. meeting with us, and then absolutely, you'll be up there doing that. Right, Holmes, you good? What else you got?
I'll be with you guys all weekend, so we'll be hanging out.
Very nice. And then Savannah, you can see her at Gatorland. We appreciate her bringing the snake in today. And Improv, man, that what a great appearance today.
Oh, man, Arnaz J,
great guy. You gotta go see him.
Him, man. He's so funny.
All right, stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock is the Jim Colbert Show. Then it's Tom and Dan. Then we're back next Monday to do our thing. From Jeff Howe, Savannah, Ryan Holmes, Angel, Carlos, and Cooper.
And the leader of this mess, Mary Man, Russ. Savannah's got a big snake, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
But we got to get the hell up out of here and go skate.
Swirls.
Festival in Vegas is just minutes away on Real Radio